This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Bill Clinton got four more years, and he thinks President Obama deserves the same.
He inherited a deeply damaged economy. He put a floor under the crash.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live at the Democratic Convention in Charlotte.
It was the endorsement this crowd wanted to hear from former President Bill Clinton.
I want Barack Obama to be the next president of the United States. And I proudly nominate him to be the standard bearer of the Democratic Party.
President Obama accepts his party's nomination tonight. A couple of unscripted moments, though. The Democrats putting God back into their platform, which drew some boos from delegates. Day three of the DNC also downsized from the nearby giant outdoor stadium back here to the 20,000-seat convention center because of rain, though the GOP will tell you it was an attendance problem, Dave.
Now, Jeff, why does President Obama not deserve a second term? Just ask Mitt Romney.
47 million people on food stamps, a record. 50% higher than when the president took office. $16 trillion in debt.
The Republicans have been doing debate prep all week. What the Supreme Court let stand, Arizona can now enforce, trying to combat illegal immigration. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
The decision by federal judge Susan Bolden upholds the Supreme Court's decision to allow the controversial Show Me Your Papers provision, the heart of SB 1070, Arizona's immigration law. Governor Jan Brewer, who signed SB 1070 into law more than 2 years ago, calling the ruling a victory.
Our law enforcement officers have been trained when they became law enforcement officers, and we again have taken steps in order to retrain them.
Brewer answering critics, saying it will not lead to racial profiling. Dave?
According to the accused Fort Hood massacre, Nadal Hassan could today be finally ordered to shave or be shaved. The Army major claims his beard reflects his Muslim faith, but it's against Army regulations. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
There are bigger media companies in town, but we're the only one that's locally owned and operated. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed a copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees. Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com. Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
If you're dealing with too much credit card debt, let me tell you about Family Financial Education Foundation. For years, this nonprofit credit counseling agency has helped thousands of people get out of debt. If you're feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt, they can help you. There are no huge upfront fees. In fact, their modest fees are regulated by law. And as a nonprofit organization, they're here to help you, not gouge you. What can they do? They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and put you on a plan to pay off your debt fast. And if you're getting collection calls, they can stop them. Look, one of the toughest parts about being deep in debt is that feeling of despair, of not knowing where to begin. Begin now by calling 888-789-4173. No pressure, just friendly, knowledgeable advice. Call the people at Family Financial Education Foundation, 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. Not available in all states.
Want to avoid the rush? Get your fall bridal show ticket now and save $5. Text the word BRIDE to 23504. Then make sure Sunday, September 9th is on your calendar from noon to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station for the fall 2012 bridal show and benefit. More chances to win, thousands of dollars in prizes, and hundreds of vendors to choose from. Proceeds benefit Pink Alliance, Brazos Valley Breast Cancer Support. Text the word BRIDE to 23504 now and save.
In 1989, when President George Bush signed into law the appropriations for the Human Genome Project, who could have foreseen how the science of imagination would become the science of the possible? Genome, the secret of how life works, is now on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. This exhibit explains the discoveries made as a result of the Human Genome Project, including the secret codes that make us who we are. Designed for all ages, the exhibit explores the nature and impact of our genes through visually rich environments, interactives, artifacts, and multimedia presentations. The exhibit is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Research and presented in cooperation with Texas A&M University Whole Systems Genomic Initiative, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Department of Animal Science, and media partner KBTX Media. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/genome. Discover who you are at the Bush Library's new Genome exhibit.
WTAW News Time is 6:07 at 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Wednesday morning traffic in and out of downtown Bryan was slowed down after an SUV struck a motorcycle.
On Texas Avenue near Homestead Street, which is near the Taco Bell, just south of the police department in Bryan. Motorcycle was in the center turn lane on Texas Avenue facing northbound, waiting to make a left-hand turn onto the side street. There was also a vehicle, a Jeep SUV, stopped at the stop sign there on Homestead, which was waiting to turn out left onto Texas Avenue and head northbound. Well, that vehicle left Homestead, made a left, and ended up driving over the motorcycle.
Officer John Agnew says the driver of the motorcycle, who was not wearing a helmet, was treated in the emergency room for injuries that are not life-threatening. The driver of the SUV, who was not hurt, was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way. There are too many unknowns for College Station Mayor Nancy Berry to answer the question just this moment of whether or not the city would make a financial contribution towards the future of Kyle Field.
As my mother used to say, don't cross the bridge till you get to it.
Yeah.
So they haven't asked yet, yeah. So I don't want to say what we'd say because we haven't done our homework yet.
Yeah.
I don't want to say what I'm going to do, but it should have to be a strong argument, and I think hotel tax would have to be the way to go.
Yeah.
And I'm not ready to say that's how I would
sure.
go, if at all.
Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Barry also says comparing Kyle Field is comparing apples and oranges to Baylor's new football stadium because that would be built in a tax increment finance district in downtown Waco. Tailgating at A&M home football games is among the best in the nation. The College Station Rotary Club hopes to create that atmosphere Friday night when they host a community tailgate at Veterans Park.
I must add that we sent out invitations to about 42 clubs in Florida around the Gainesville area by email. So we will have some Rotarians who happen to be Gators. But again, that's what we're famous for. We open our arms and our hearts and invite people in and have a good time.
Club member Frank Dickey says the come-and-go party starts Friday at 5 under the pavilion at Veterans Park. Members of the College Station, Bryan, and Aguilin Rotary Clubs will also be giving guided tours of the Veterans Wall. It's not just Democrats paying attention to the speeches at the Democratic National Convention. Republican Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan had some observations of Michelle Obama's speech.
One of the things the First Lady said in her speech last night is once you become successful, you don't slam the door behind you. You turn around and you reach back and you help the person behind you become successful. But what she didn't say is that the way that her party wants to do it is by taking money from those that have been successful and then using the government to help others along versus letting the private sector do it through either contributions or, more importantly, by creating a job for somebody.
Flores will be hosting a town hall meeting at the Bush Library a week from next Monday, the 17th. This afternoon marks the opening of the first Brazos Valley Fair. The fair's Fiona Lockhart says competitors and vendors from around the area and the state are participating.
We hope to have a huge crowd out here, and we are super excited and looking forward to it. Thursday and Friday, gates open at 4 p.m. to midnight. Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to midnight. And Sunday, it's 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. There is no parking charge. We will have some satellite parking on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the A&M Health Science Center on 47 if we overflow on these parking lots over here.
The fair runs through Sunday at the Brazos County Expo Complex on Leonard Road. A judge is expected to issue an order this week that would force an Army psychiatrist who's charged in the deadly 2009 Fort Hood shooting rampage to have his beard shaved. A hearing today in Major Nidal Hassan's case will address how federal religious freedom law applies. Hassan says he grew a beard because his Muslim faith requires it. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., come to your College Station Home Depot at 1615 University Drive East and test your cornhole skills for your chance to win backstage passes to ESPN College Game Day and tickets to the big game. Enter the Glidden Team Color Sign Painting Contest. You could have a chance to win backstage passes to ESPN College Game Day and tickets to the big game. It's all happening at the Home Depot from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store for details.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hey, good morning. It's 612, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure is still in control of our weather. It will remain in control of the weather through tomorrow. A little disturbance moving through the northern Gulf of Mexico may head our way and bring us some rain by the time we get to Saturday. Today, sunshine and hot, 100 degrees. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, high of 100. Tomorrow night clear, 75 to 80 degrees. Partly sunny Saturday, the risk of a thunderstorm, a high closer to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, we'll look back at the Dallas Cowboys win last night in New York. Plus, we'll talk about the Aggies football game coming up against Florida and a story about Billy Gillespie. Coming up in sports.
Okay. So another delightful day today. 100 degrees.
Yeah.
100 degrees. Just be ready for that. Let that sink in once again.
Well, think of it this way, Scott. Whenever it's at least that hot outside, then your air conditioner actually runs. You know, it's like what's bad is when it's a cool evening to where it's like just at, 71 or something.
Yeah.
And then your AC doesn't come on.
Oh, it does if you turn it down lower.
Yeah. Well. They've got this thing called a thermostat. Yeah. It works out very well. Anyway.
Try the snow setting.
Yeah. Where you get the little snowflake.
Exactly.
Get that in a vehicle, You crank it all the way down till it goes cold. It's just cold. No numbers, just cold. Still got 30% chance of showers. They haven't jacked it up any on Saturday. And I guess tomorrow we'll have that game day weather forecast for you so that you'll know. What's interesting is it's going to be...
What is, Chris Fowler going to deliver it for you?
Yeah, sure. I think that'd be great. Delivered by Home Depot. Yeah. north winds on Saturday.
They'll be out of the north, but yeah. They'll be blowing some warm air.
Yeah, that'll be great, won't it? Yeah, okay. So a deputy pulled over a car in our favorite state, Florida, for rolling through a stop sign. The female driver sped off. Later, she hit a tree. Doesn't say how much later or how hard she hit the tree, but when the deputy finally caught up with her, she admitted that she was driving topless because she wanted to...
We've already heard this story.
That's the thing. It's apparently it happened more than once in Florida. She was going to surprise her boyfriend.
It's hot down there.
Well, it is. Again.
Is it the same woman from last week or whatever that was?
I don't think so.
But why would being topless force you to run into a tree?
I'm not sure.
Was she checking herself out?
No, that does not happen.
I don't know.
Okay. She was distracted otherwise, but nonetheless.
Maybe there was another topless driver that just drove
past. No, it's more like probably 200 mosquitoes with West Nile virus.
Could have been that.
Came in a giant flock and landed in the car.
She's slapping with both hands and lets go of the steering wheel. Is that the problem we had?
That seems more realistic to me.
Yeah. At least one lady's opinion, right?
It's going to be a good, good morning.
You don't want that bite in the wrong place.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess you'd have to check the welts, wouldn't you?
All right.
Info.
We don't, however, have a picture. There's no picture.
Good.
Every once in a while, you know, we'll
I'm
have
glad
this,
to hear it.
Well,
Scott.
I know, but every once in a while, we have those pictures when they book them in, and apparently she wasn't booked.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And this morning with the birthdays, we will review birthdays of singers who didn't sing under their real name.
Oh, it's going to be one of those.
And it's multiples.
Kind of exciting.
Yeah,
first,
so look forward to that.
It's Fight Procrastination Day.
Well, that's a good thing. We should maybe get some gimme shirts for that.
So
let's do that tomorrow.
Yeah, Fight procrastination. Okay.
Comedian Joanne Worley is 75.
Wait, I'm not done. It's Barbie Doll Day.
What does that mean?
Well, there are some kids who would say that's every day.
Yeah, 1959, I think this is probably when the Barbie doll was introduced.
Oh, that's exciting.
It was back, you folks are too young, but I think Barbie was blonde and wore a black and white swimsuit. That was...
I've seen the original Barbie picture.
That's it.
And she had a very kind of moody face. Her little eyelids were kind of lower, and she had a pouty mouth.
She had the pouty mouth. Hey, what do you? I have the pouty mouth Barbie. Oh, well, okay. But obviously, they extended.
That wasn't going to sell as good as the others.
Yeah, they extended the brand, and it's worked out pretty well for them.
Yeah,
I guess.
I saw them on sale at the Auto Grill truck stop there in Italy.
Did you?
Yeah, they had a little Barbie setup.
Really?
You could buy. Some folks said, "Hey, I bought a Barbie in Italy."
So again, they're making
money. They're doing okay.
We determined earlier this week it's kind of like an Italian Bucky's.
That's exactly, yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. So, all right. So Joanne Worley.
Joanne Worley.
From Laugh-In.
75.
Wow. Okay.
Country singer David Allan Coe is 73.
Never even called me by my name.
Rock singer musician Roger Waters is 69.
Oh, Pink Floyd dude.
There you go. Yeah. Actress Swoosie Kurtz is 68.
What the heck kind of name is Swoosie?
Well, that's a cool name. It's worth saying.
Yeah.
It's better than Dweezil.
That's probably it's true. Yeah, that's right.
Comedian actress Jane Curtin, she is 65.
Wow, Saturday Night Live, yeah.
You've got Joe Smith from Sawyer Brown is 55.
Mm.
Rock musician Scott Travis?
No.
Judas Priest?
Oh, of course.
51.
Silly of me to forget that.
New Jersey governor. Chris
Whoa,
Christie.
Oh, yeah. Big
he's,
boy.
He's 50.
So is his waist.
Now.
He's a healthy boy.
If you were in politics, you might be
That's right,
eating
sure.
too.
That's right.
Well, Elizabeth Vargas from ABC News is 50.
Mm-hmm.
Country singer Mark Chestnut is 49.
Really like him. Really like his sound.
Actress Rosie Perez is 48.
Okay.
And rapper Foxy Brown is 34.
Of course.
There are others. I mean, there's
no, it's okay. Jeff Foxworthy, while we're talking Foxies, I guess, 54 years old. Now, he's been here, is that right? Or was it Bill Engvall?
Yeah, no, he's been here.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he was one of the original ones.
When you say been here, do you mean like on this show?
No. John Davison was the last famous person that was on our show.
Good night.
I don't know who that is.
Really? Was Fran Tarkenton booked and Kathy Lee Crosby booked, unavailable?
Exactly. Macy Gray is 45. And Oh, and you know who else has a birthday today? Michael Winslow.
Remind me who that is.
I will. He's the guy who did all the sound effects in Police Academy.
That's right. Lots of talent.
Again, is the same thing that his booking agent has to do.
Wait, does this guy do like all of his own sound effects with his mouth?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Is he the same guy? Was he in Spaceballs?
I don't know about
that.
I know he's in the Police Academy.
But same concept.
Is he an African-American
man?
Yes,
he is. Yes. Uh-huh.
I wonder.
Okay, and again, that's what his booking agent does. I represent Michael Winslow. You know.
Remind me why I know him.
He's the guy who makes all the noises in Police Academy. Oh, yeah. Okay, no, we don't want to book him. Right.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Look, anytime you ask a president supporter, do we have more workers than 2009 when he took over or fewer people working? Watch him. Well, we've created 4.5 million. No, you haven't. You have not. It is a lie. It is spin. It is distortion. It is propaganda. And then the problem is those that their egos were wrapped up in hope and change. And yes, we can. Some have woken from their hypnotic trance and they're willing to see the truth of failure, and others have not. Some still support them, and then others don't support them nearly in the numbers that they did 4 years ago or with the same enthusiasm. And that means that probably, likely turnout for the Democrats is going to be much lower. But it's what happens when you have a failed presidency.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sean Hannity here. You spent $1 every second around the clock. Every second, it would take 31,688 years to spend $1 trillion. Yet, your government has managed to put us in nearly $16 trillion of debt. We've got to bring sanity back to government. Now, the Tea Party patriots work hard to do this every single day, and now we have a free gift to help you restore sanity, too. Now, I've joined forces with the Tea Party patriots to give you a free Restore Sanity kit. Go to this website, one word, HannityForSanity.com, and you get your free kit. Now, the Tea Party patriots are the leading grassroots movement that works to put a little common sense back into government. Just go to the website, HannityForSanity.com, right now, and get your free Restore Sanity kit. Your free kit contains bumper stickers, talking points, mini signs, pens, and much more. Now, we've made it easy for you to motivate your community to help stop the government's insane overspending. Get your free Restore Sanity kit at HannityForSanity.com. That's HannityForSanity.com.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
It's tailgate time at Walmart in College Station Thursday, September 6th, beginning at 4 p.m. Find all your game day gear and apparel for the entire family and so much more during the first official Walmart tailgate of the year. A 12-man towel to the first 5,000 people. Free hot dogs, chips, and soft drinks. Dozens of events and a special appearance by Reveille from 4 to 5 p.m. Photo opportunities and fun for the kids. So join us September 6th, starting at 4 p.m. at Walmart in College Station on South Texas Avenue. And remember, the free 12-man towel.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998. Or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Stir Home Sales. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. This is good news if you're trying to sell your house. Realtors say homes are selling more quickly. In July, the median length of time a home was on the market was 69 days, down from 98 days in July of last year. A Paris-based think tank predicts the American economy will grow at an annual rate of 2% in the current quarter and nearly 2.5% in the last 3 months of the year. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has a warning for Washington, though, saying that unless legislation is passed to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff, the U.S. economy could be dragged back into recession next year. Target will be looking to avoid over-the-top sales during the holiday shopping season. The retailer's chief financial officer told an industry conference Target is not interested in driving sales at all costs, and it will be conservative in its holiday promotions. Wall Street is coming off a mixed close. The market futures are pointing higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We are working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Over 100 today and tomorrow, in between a low of about 75 degrees. Then we get a slight chance of showers on Friday night at 20%. It's up to a 30% chance of rain on Saturday. Wind shifts around out of the north, and our high will only be 92. Sunday will be nice, mostly sunny, and we'll probably make 90 degrees, and that's about it, and pretty close to the same thing on Monday. So not quite as warm as we get into the weekend. Right now, humidity is 90%. Winds are from the south at 5. We've got 78 out there.
Christ United Methodist Church invites you to join us for a powerful 5-week series on family and marriage each Sunday in September. Individuals and families are invited to come as we learn about family relationships and building community. The series will conclude on September 30th with a covered dish family reunion featuring homestyle cooking, games, and live entertainment. Join our family each Sunday in September at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. at Christ United Methodist Church, located off Highway 6 and South College Station, just north of the William D. Fitch exit.
People are reluctant to start a new business because of the high failure rate, but we know exactly why businesses fail and how to prevent it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. Starting a new business is often considered very risky.
The truth is, like, what's riskier? Like, to me, risky, I learned risky was assuming that some employer was just going to always be there to give me a paycheck. Like, that's pretty risky.
Tori Johnson, author of the book Spark and Hustle, says if you're thinking of being an entrepreneur, remember you don't have to know everything first.
You sort of discover that along the way, and I think like that exploration and curiosity is one of like the most invigorating parts of entrepreneurship, that that you don't know all the answers or even what the questions are, but that each day is a new discovery. And so the passion, you can't replace that. You have it or you don't. But everything else you can sort of learn as you go. You know, you figure them out.
The statistic that the majority of new businesses fail prevents a lot of people from even trying. So why do businesses fail?
Businesses fail when they don't have sales, plain and simple. You know, yes, sometimes it's, you know, a family conflict or, you know, some random things like that, but typically it's lack of sales. So if you want to save your business, focus on sales.
The internet offers the lure of big online business success with all sorts of get-rich-quick schemes. Tori says don't fall for them.
Give me a break. Like, small business is hard work. And if you work really hard, you can build a lucrative small business. But if you're looking for, you know, some get-rich-quick thing and you think that it's just this little quick plug-and-play on the internet, good luck.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Brazos Valley Fair kicks off its inaugural four-day run this afternoon. The fair's Fiona Lockhart says they want to generate attendance from an eight-county area.
We want to make it something where people come in and they go, wow, you know, if I come from out of town, I might want to move to College Station. This is a cool area. I didn't know what was going on here. We have educational exhibits as well as some research information going on in the exhibit hall to show people just a little bit of what goes on that people just don't hear on a day-to-day basis. So really highlighting the entire community with some items around it that we hope will get people excited about our area.
There is free parking at the Brazos County Expo Complex, the site of the fair, along with satellite parking with shuttle service at the Health Science Center. Tuesday marked $16 trillion in debt by the federal government, something that doesn't sit well with Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Yeah, it happened on the first day of the president's party's convention. It was interesting that happened. It's a bad milestone. It's unfortunate. I hate the fact that we're here. Every bit of this is coming out of Washington. And, we've tried in the House to turn this around. One, by growing the economy, and two, by reducing spending and reforming spending. But we're just not getting much help in the other parts of government.
On the 17th, a week from next Monday, Flores will be hosting a town hall meeting at the Bush Library. A motorcyclist escaped serious injuries Wednesday morning after being run over by an SUV south of downtown Bryan. Officer John Agnew says the SUV had stopped at Homestead and in the process of making a left turn onto Texas, hit the motorcycle that was stopped in the center turning lane.
Citizens who drive four-wheel vehicles don't always look for a motorcycle. I challenge drivers to see how many motorcycles they can count in one day when they're out driving. You'd be surprised at how many are out on the roadway. So as an operator of a vehicle with four wheels, you know, try to scan the roadway and look for motorcycles because they're a lot smaller. They don't have bumpers. They fall over when they get hit, and the driver of the vehicle is prone to injuries a lot easier.
The driver of the SUV was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way. The driver of the motorcycle, who was not wearing a helmet, was treated in the St. Joseph emergency room. When recommendations are made on the future of Kyle Field, who will fit the bill? Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry doesn't rule out spending hotel occupancy tax money towards related ancillary costs.
Possibly, I'd say long shot, mm-hmm. is, you know, if it was for money. They haven't asked yet,
yeah.
So I can't tell you what I'm going to say. and I hate to say, oh, well, if they ask this, I'm going to do that. Because until I see a proposal, until we get the homework done.
By the end of the month, A&M officials are supposed to have the conclusions of two studies, one from the 12th Man Foundation and the other commissioned by the Chamber of Commerce and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. The College Station Rotary Club invites you to an Aggie-style tailgate party Friday evening at Veterans Park. Club member Frank Dickey says invitations were also emailed to more than 40 Rotaries in the Gainesville, Florida area.
We have found out that Aggies and Rotarians have a lot in common as far as philosophy of life and truth and honor and integrity and all that kind of stuff, but never have they put them together. We will be asking people as they are mingling and mixing and networking to donate money, no specific cause. We're trying to raise money so we can service this community.
Guided tours of the Veterans Wall will be given by members of the College Station, Aggieland, and Bryan Clubs. Friday's reception starts at 5 at the Veterans Park Pavilion. And health officials say this is the worst year ever for West Nile in Texas, which has seen about half of the country's deaths from the virus this year. The Texas Department of State Health Services said Wednesday that at least 43 people have died from the virus in Texas. The state has recorded at least 510 cases of neuroinvasive West Nile, the most serious form of the illness. That's already worse than in all of 2003, when Texas had 439 neuroinvasive cases and 40 deaths. Federal officials say there have been at least 87 deaths nationwide this year. Due to reporting delays, that number only includes 35 deaths in Texas. Officials say numbers are expected to increase through mid-October, but they say there are indications that August marked the peak. WTW News Time is 6:35. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. We'll have more news at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a small business owner that is currently covered by the Scott & White Health Plan, this message is for you. Hi, this is Karen Herzog with Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. If you don't already know, Van Dyke Rankin has been selected as an inaugural member of an elite team for new and existing Scott & White Health Plan members. This means we are one of the few who can provide the absolute best support and service to your current medical plan at no additional cost. Look me up, Karen Herzog, VanDykeRankin.com.
Do you remember the many songs of September?
It's Subway's birthday, and everyone's celebrating with their $5 footlong faves. Many of the subs you love, like the Italian BMT, turkey breast, egg and cheese, and more, are $5 footlongs September only. Join the sub prize party at Subway.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras plus taxi. Stores for $5 footlong selection. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Monday, September 10th. All new odds. Life-saving information.
Any of these symptoms ought to put you on high alert.
Breaking news.
I thought it was safe.
That you just essentially poisoned yourself.
Exclusive interviews. Kirstie Alley, Michelle Obama.
Put them all up there.
You can't miss a day. And the moment no one saw coming. And that's just September. All new Oz starts Monday.
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KXHD.
When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with KX Chief Meteorologist Jared Plushnick on the KX Weather Blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KX HD News.
Hey, there's a special celebration that's going on that you're invited to. It's the grand opening of the suites at Aggieland Business Park. It'll be Thursday, September the 13th, starting at 4:30. Jim Jett, who put together Aggieland Business Park, it's 120 acres, and it's on FM 70, Raymond Stotzer Boulevard, about a mile past Easterwood Airport. You'll find dozens of lots available, and Jim is building to suit right now. Opened this complex up a while back and started that very way, by building to suit. And as a result, you get to see GCON's manufacturing facility. That was built right there for them. You can tour that. There'll be food and drinks available, big barbecue and that sort of stuff. Chamber of Commerce is going to do a deluxe ribbon cutting between 4:30 and 5:30. And least important of all, Chip Howard will do a broadcast remote from 4 until 6. But anyway, if you want to come out and see the birthplace of the biotech revolution in Aggieland, this is it. There are portable clean restrooms at the heart, clean rooms, not restrooms. They got restrooms too, but it's portable clean rooms that they have right at the heart of this facility where they can manufacture vaccines. It's right there next to the Texas A&M Health Science Center. But you can see where GCON has come to Bryan College Station, what they are doing. You can do the exact same thing for your business at Aggieland Business Park. Again, the grand opening and ribbon cutting will be September the 13th. It starts at 4:30. If you'd like some more information, the website to go to is aggielandbusinesspark.com/suites. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. Got that for you as well. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally. That's Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Here are the numbers.
The pressure continues to sit over the Gulf of Mexico. We now also have a disturbed area of weather over the Gulf. If it continues heading our way, could bring us a little bit of much-needed rain for the weekend. Sunny and hot today, a high of 100. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. We're up around 100. Tomorrow night, skies are clear. It's down to about 75 to 80. Partly sunny Saturday, chance of thunderstorms. Highs on Saturday, closer to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, we'll look back at the Cowboys' win over the Giants last night. Plus, hear from Kevin Sumlin as the Aggies get ready to take on Florida this Saturday at Kyle Field. That and more coming up in sports.
Love live radio. They have clean restrooms out there.
Sure do. Hey, there's a lot of places with dirty restrooms.
That's true, but it's not true at Aggieland Business Park. But in there, but they have clean rooms, which is really
stop by anytime.
More important than that. So I'm listening to this commercial a minute ago that we're running for the TV station, and they're talking about Oz. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know, somehow.
Well, I mean,
somehow,
do you think it's weird that there's people screaming in the background? Is that what you're about to say?
No. What I thought is it was Oz, the HBO show.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
For some reason. No.
Radically different.
Yes, when they mentioned Michelle Obama, I went, no, she's probably not going to be on that.
No.
That's probably not true. So, yeah, I guess that's the Dr. Oz show that'll be on there.
Although I do like the new Subway commercial. I really like that song.
What?
To September.
Oh,
I don't
do
know.
No,
I just like
no,
that. Yeah,
no,
I like it. It just makes me groove.
Okay, that's cool. I like the one with their yummy avocado where they were arguing with
oh,
each other.
Oh, that was cheesy.
But anyway. All right, so here we go. The former president of the United States spoke last night.
Bubba?
Be Bubba. And
he spoke last night?
You know, the
Did
scary...
Did he play the saxophone?
No, he didn't. He just kind of came out and, you know, just ambled out on stage, you know? And the deal is they're closing the show with him, and you knew they would, but it's kind of open-ended, you know? You kind of let Bill get out there, and there's no telling when he's going to finish.
That's right. Open mic.
He started, I think, about 9:35, and I was really stuck between a rock and a hard place because, I mean, there's Clinton on there, and then I decide, well, I'll get up and I'll wander in and watch the Cowboy game in another room. And then I go
you weren't
in there.
Allowed to change the channel?
Well, no, I mean, you know, if Jackie wanted to watch
oh,
it, that's
oh, she was
fine.
Watching it with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she was watching that. And so, yeah, no, I do have a remote. But, yeah, so I wander in the kitchen and turn on the Cowboy game. And, of course, then the Cowboys are leading. So, I mean, I'm not going to want to watch that either. So I'm thinking, you know, if it wasn't like 10 till 10, I'd probably pick up a book or something. But
I've got plenty you can borrow.
Yeah, thanks. That's okay. I got books in my house, too. But it's really...
So you chose bedtime over Bubba.
I did, as a matter of fact. and it was so great because... Of course, the adoration, as he spoke last night, on and on and on, and it made me go back and find that 1988 speech where Bill Clinton was on the national stage for the first time. They had chosen him to place in nomination the name of Michael Dukakis.
Oh, we're going to get in the Wayback Machine.
Yep, he was supposed to speak for 15 minutes.
But...
Crowd got a little restless at about 18. By about 27 minutes after, they were really getting tired of hearing this hillbilly from Arkansas. And finally, 33 minutes into the speech, here's Bill Clinton from 1988.
In closing.
I mean...
I want you to remember...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So now, of course, they'll let him go on forever. But again, in 1988 at the convention, the biggest applause line he got was when he said in closing.
And that was probably the biggest applause of the whole convention.
Yeah.
I mean, they were nominating Dukakis.
Oh, I was looking at a soundbite this morning from Chris Wallace. He used to work for NBC, and they Tom Brokaw was the anchor, and they were down on the floor with him, and he said, "Where are you?" "Well, I'm in the middle of such and such delegation." He said, "This guy has worn out his welcome." So, you know, yeah, as you say,
that's great.
Move forward about 25 years, and that's where we are now. And
so, you know, my grammar school teacher, Bill Clinton, was one of her schoolmates.
Well, you know that he and Ben are from Hope, Arkansas. And you know that Ben's mom taught him.
Ben who?
Ben Downs.
Oh.
You didn't know that, huh?
No.
Yeah, there's Mike Huckabee, Bill Clinton, and Ben Downs are all from Hope, Arkansas.
Thank goodness Ben didn't become a politician.
No. And actually, he and Huckabee are certainly friends, classmates, and worked at the same radio station together.
Wow.
Yeah, so there. But, yeah, Bill Clinton was one of his mom's students. So now the hard-hitting questions, what you really, really, really wanted to know about President Obama, just in time. Michael Lewis, that's the guy who wrote Moneyball, has put together a piece for Vanity Fair. And he asked the president about his wardrobe. So, of course, the president said, "Well, I'm trying to pare down my decisions. I don't want to make decisions about what I'm eating or wearing because I have too many other decisions to make." Now, is that a hard-hitting question or what?
It's what you would expect.
Yeah, got lots of blue and gray suits. On his duty to the American people, you ready? This just makes me swell with pride to hear it. Obama says that he views every decision through that lens, quote, "I don't know George Bush well. I know Bill Clinton better, but I think they both approach the job in the same spirit." Wow. I mean, is that...
Well, that's earth-shattering.
What does he mean by that exactly?
Is that deep or what? Well, what he's saying is...
I mean, I can think of several things he could be saying.
But that's the whole idea, Kat. It's the fact that he's going to go ahead and give us shallow answers because these are not going to be hard-pressed questions.
You cannot give substance before you're elected or during your first term.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
He said, you know, here's the problem. You can't wander around. You don't bump into a friend at a restaurant you haven't seen in years. The loss of anonymity, the loss of surprise is an unnatural state. You adapt, but I don't get used to it. About living in the White House, he said, the first night you sleep in the White House, you're thinking, all right, I'm in the White House. I'm sleeping here. Now, there's a little bit of sense of absurdity. There's such an element of randomness in who gets this job.
What?
Once again, the deep penetrating questions in Vanity Fair.
It's like thousands of votes. Is that randomness?
Exactly. It's random. That's
somebody
it.
Chose.
Well, they just, yeah. They Well, what you do is you just walk in and you close your eyes and you punch a button, right?
You can't win if you don't play.
That's how I vote. I say any, mini, miny, mo.
Sure, perfect.
An evening of food and fun is coming to Bryan College Station September 18th at the Expo Center. It's the Taste of Home Cooking School. Learn 10 new recipes, helpful cooking tips, techniques, and win door prizes. Tickets are only $11 at H-E-B Villa Maria Store in Bryan, Celebrity Spawn Salon in College Station, the Brazos County Expo Complex, the Eagle, and online at theeagle.com. The Taste of Home Cooking School is brought to you in part by the Eagle, Atkinson Toyota, Celebrity Spawn Salon, H-E-B, and Factory Builder Stores.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 8th, come to Producers for a class on fall-winter brush control, presented by Dr. Bill Lazenby.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
In any plant category, it's tough to list the best 10 or the best 15 plants since there usually are many more opportunities. I'm going to discuss, though, in the next few minutes, such an attempt. Each of the plants I'm talking about should thrive under any but the very darkest of indoor growing conditions. The best low-light houseplants right after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Even with the precaution of good variety choice, you should always choose houseplants that have been acclimated. Buy plants that have been grown in shaded greenhouses or held indoors in lower light intensities for a month or 2 months. These are some of the plants I would grow if I were growing plants indoors, and I do, and these are my stars. I have Eglionemus, some of the easiest and my favorites. These are clump-forming plants with very short stems. There are several varieties, many with silvery variegation. Silver Queen is the old-fashioned one. There are a lot of others out there on the market. The leaf forms vary just a little bit, and I'm even seeing some in recent years that have pink and red cast to their leaves. Aglaonemus, Chinese evergreens, they may be my favorite interior houseplant. Sansevierias are second in that list. These are called mother-in-law's tongue, or they're sometimes called snake plant. I have a collection in my greenhouse of about 65 different species and varieties. Not all of them, though, commonly available in the nursery trade. There are about 8 or 10 that are. These are good low-light plants. They grow slowly. They're very powerful. You have to keep them in very strong clay pots, and you'll have to repot them periodically, or they'll break the pots apart. But they are very durable indoors in low light and in rather dry soils. Sansevierias. Pothos are vining plants, with devil's ivy being the most common type. Where it has bright yellow variegation, the slower-growing variety called Marble Queen has white variegation. Yet another reasonably common type is Pictus, P-I-C-T-U-S, with olive drab leaves that are marked with silver streaks. I like the original, the common one, best. Devil's ivy, the giant devil's ivy, giant leaf pothos, do you ever see that? It's the very same variety, just grown vertically. The leaves get bigger and bigger when they're grown upright. Philodendrons are excellent plants in lower light, especially the vining types, and there are some wonderful types with orange and bronze and even purplish new growth. The larger self-heading types, like Philodendron siloam, need very bright light, but the vining philodendrons are good in low light. And spathiphyllums or peace lilies are wonderful low-light plants, and they also bloom beautiful white jack-in-the-pulpit flowers a couple of times every year. I'm Neil Sperry. Plan your fall landscaping makeover. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
It is 6:52. Good morning. I'm Steve Miller with sports. The Texas A&M football team opens the 2012 season against Florida Saturday at Kyle Field. And the buildup for this inaugural SEC game for the Aggies has been happening for months. The excitement can be felt by almost everyone, including senior linebacker Sean Porter.
I'm pretty excited. I think it's a good deal for us to, have our first game of the year, first game of the SEC, be out in the same weekend, and I think it'll be fun. I'm really excited to play.
A&M coach Kevin Sumlin will start redshirt freshman Johnny Manziel at quarterback. Manziel, who won the starting job over teammates Jameel Showers and Matt Jokel this past offseason, has never played in a college football game, but Sumlin believes he's the right man for the job.
Yeah, I think he, like I said, we had a battle early. I don't think it's changed very much from what I said a week ago. You know, the reason that he was starting 2 or 3 weeks ago is because he's earned the right to start. We gave him that with 2 weeks to go, just to, so he could get more reps as a starter, the team to feel comfortable with him. He could feel good in a leadership role. I think he's continued to progress, but he's a young guy.
The Aggies and Gators kick off Saturday at 2:30 at a sold-out Kyle Field. Game televised by ESPN, and you can hear the game right here on WTAW, beginning with the Fan Zone show at 11:30. Tony Romo threw for 3 touchdowns and 2 to newfound favorite receiver Kevin Ogletree. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Super Bowl champion New York Giants 24-17 last night in the NFL season opener. Dallas outplayed its division rival nearly all game, reversing its loss to the Giants from New Year's Day that set up the Giants' run to the title last season. Ogletree's the Cowboys' third wideout, and he scored on passes of 10 and 40 yards. Miles Austin had a leaping 34-yard score, and DeMarco Murray rushed for 131 yards, including a 48-yard romp in the third quarter. Romo says they used a killer instinct when approaching the defending Super Bowl champions and their quarterback, Eli Manning.
I think you need to have that killer instinct, especially against a guy like Eli and the team they have. You know, they're gonna come back. And, you know, when you get a lead, they're going to come back. When they got a lead, we got to battle and come back. And you just have to, you know, really have that killer instinct and say, we got to do it now. It's time. And so we just kept having that approach each play.
Manning said Romo played well enough to win.
Tony played well. He's a tremendous competitor and a good quarterback, and he made some great throws, buying time, running around. So he played well enough to win the game and made some big-time throws.
On to Major League Baseball, Adrian Beltre hit a three-run homer. Michael Young also went deep as the Rangers held on for a 7-6 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night. Beltre's homer came off of Everett Tiefert, who was making his fifth start of the year, and Young's solo shot came off of Vin Mazzaro during a three-run seventh. Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Houston Astros 6-3 last night, as Houston falls to 53 games under 500 at 42-95. Texas Tech reprimanded Coach Billy Gillespie earlier this year after learning he was exceeding NCAA practice time limits. Red Raiders Athletic Director Kirby Holcutt said Wednesday the school reported the secondary violations to the NCAA and the governing body approved that penalty that Texas Tech had decided upon. The reprimand came in January. Well, the school is now investigating allegations that Gillespie mistreated players. Gillespie has been hospitalized since Friday. Holcutt said the penalty last season meant the team was docked twice the number of hours per week that Gillespie had exceeded the limit during a two-week period in December. The NCAA allows 20 hours of practice per week. Texas A&M senior golfer Cameron Peck and junior golfer Katerina Ruzicova were named two of the top 50 players to watch in a Golf World College preview. Peck was an honorable mention selection to the Golf Coaches Association of America All-America team last year, while Ruzicova became the first Aggie to medal at an NCAA regional last season. And there's been a big upset at the U.S. Open. Men's top seed and five-time champion Roger Federer was ousted before the semifinals at the Open for the first time since 2003, losing to six-seeded Tomas Berdych, 7-6, 6-4, 3-6, 6-3. And Andy Roddick's tennis career ended yesterday at age 30. Roddick announced last week he was retiring at the end of his run at the U.S. Open. He lost a four-set match to 2009 U.S. Open champion Juan Martín Del Potro. That's sports. This report, a service of Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. It's 6:56, and I'm Steve Miller on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans, spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at FitU, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at FitU, 492-1900.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Just peachy is the best description of Bluebell's new Southern Peach Cobbler ice cream. Smooth peach ice cream with hints of cinnamon and brown sugar, mixed with sweetened peach slices, flaky pie crust pieces, and a peach swirl. It's peachy keen.
Speedway at morefeed.com. 101 for a high temperature today and tomorrow. Then it cools down a little bit with a wind shift. About 91 will be our high temperature on Saturday if things go well, and we won't even make 90 on Sunday. That's what they tell us anyway. 78 right now under clear skies. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He's still a shining star to Democrats.
I want to nominate a man who's cool on the outside. But who burns for America on the inside.
And the convention roared when former President Clinton hugged President Obama on stage at the convention. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Charlotte.
In his 50-minute speech here last night, former President Bill Clinton rallied the base as he told Americans that the country is better off than when President Obama took office.
No president, not me, not any of my predecessors, no one could have fully repaired all the damage that he found in just 4 years.
Though with the struggling economy, that may be a tough sell to undecideds who President Obama will have to appeal to when he takes the podium here tonight, Dave.
Now, Jeff, Mitt Romney keeps insisting we're not better off than 4 years ago.
His policies are not what is needed to get the middle class growing with more take-home pay and more jobs.
His Republican running mate Paul Reinl campaigned in Colorado today. The second highest-ranking member of the military is in Israel. Joint Chiefs Vice Chairman Admiral James Winnefield is there and on the agenda. Iran's nuclear standoff and any possible military action. Police around Los Angeles keep looking for two masked men who went to a Bank of America manager's home yesterday and kidnapped her.
We believe that the employee was forced into her vehicle and drove to the bank.
Huntington Police Lieutenant Neil Mongan says they strapped what they said was a bomb to her and made her go in and rob the bank and give them the money outside. An NFL legend has died. Former league president Art Modell, the former owner of the Ravens, hailed in Baltimore for bringing football back to the city in 1996, reviled in Cleveland because to do it he moved the Browns. Rodell was 87. Last night, the Cowboys kicked off the NFL season, beating the defending Super Bowl champion Giants 24-17. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov, the answers start here.
It's September, and that means it is Rolex Repair Month at David Gardner's Jewelers. And, you know, it can only be at David Gardner's because they're the only authorized Rolex dealer in the Brazos Valley. Now, to take it another step, there are a lot of authorized Rolex dealers in America, but not all of them have a Rolex-trained service guy. Well, there's a Rolex-certified Rolex technician at David Gardner's and has been for quite a while. It's Jerry Zerbe, one of the very limited number of Rolex jewelers who really work outside their major areas. And to have a place like Bryan College Station with the size that we are, to have a guy here who is a certified Rolex technician, pretty neat. He's got over 20 years experience. So now's a great time for you to go in, make sure that your Rolex is working well, as it should. It needs to be maintained like any other fine machine, and that's David Gardner's is the place to do that. Plus, for the month of September, you receive a $100 David Gardner's gift certificate to use on your next purchase at David Gardner's. So protect your investment. Take advantage of the September Rolex Service Month that's going on right now at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
Broadway's best musicals are coming to the Brazos Valley with the Theater Company's 25th anniversary season. Season tickets are on sale right now, starting at just $75 for all six shows. That includes tickets for The Music Man, A Christmas Carol, Sunset Boulevard, The King and I, 9 to 5, and Spamalot. You can even purchase discounted tickets for special productions of The Rocky Horror Show and Promises, Promises. Buy your season tickets now for the Theater Company's 25th season. Download the order form at theatercompany.com.
Aggie football season is here, and it's SEC time. There'll be folks from Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, and LSU hitting town. Make the best impression possible by having the cleaning pros at Molly Maid take care of your home. Take as much time as you want to enjoy our first SEC season. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, and we guarantee your satisfaction. Call us today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
This year, First Yell will not lack for excitement. The first midnight yell practice before the first SEC home football game in the history of Texas A&M will feature a concert in the zone at Kyle Field. Texas music, Aggie style. That's right, this concert features Texas country music star Robert Earl Keen, Aggie class of 78. Plus the homegrown music of Rick Trevino, Aggie class of 93. And the one and only Granger Smith, Aggie class of 2002. This event on Friday, September 7th begins at 8 and concludes at 11 p.m., 30 minutes before the first midnight yell practice. Tickets can be purchased from the 12th Man Foundation ticket office by visiting their website at 12thmanfoundation.com or by calling 1-888-992-4443. Don't miss Texas music, Aggie style, followed by midnight yell practice. This year promises to be the largest yell practice in the history of Texas A&M.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There's been an accident. If you are driving southbound, watch out for the area of 2818 in Villa Maria. There is an accident blocking the traffic. Again, southbound at 2818 in Villa Maria. Excuse me. Wednesday morning, traffic in and out of downtown Bryan was slowed down after an SUV struck a motorcycle.
On Texas Avenue near Homestead Street, which is near the Taco Bell, just south of the police department in Bryan. Motorcycle was in the center turn lane on Texas Avenue facing northbound, waiting to make a left-hand turn onto the side street. There was also a vehicle, a Jeep SUV, stopped at the stop sign there on Homestead, which was waiting to turn out left onto Texas Avenue and head northbound. Well, that vehicle left Homestead, made a left, and ended up driving over the motorcycle.
Officer John Agnew says the driver of the motorcycle, who was not wearing a helmet, was treated in the emergency room for injuries that are not life-threatening. The driver of the SUV, who was not hurt, was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way. There are too many unknowns at the moment for College Station Mayor Nancy Berry to answer the question of whether or not the city would make a financial contribution towards the future of Kyle Field.
As my mother used to say, don't cross the bridge till you get to
it.
So they haven't asked yet, so I don't want to say what we'd say because we haven't done our homework yet.
Yeah.
I don't want to say what I'm going to do, but it should have to be a strong argument, and I think hotel tax would have to be the way to go.
Yeah.
But and I'm not ready to say that's how I would go, if at all.
Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Barry also says comparing Kyle Field is apples and oranges to Baylor's new football stadium because it'll be built in a tax increment finance district in downtown Waco. Tailgating at A&M home football games is among the best in the nation. The College Station Rotary Club hopes to create that atmosphere Friday night when they host a community tailgate at Veterans Park.
I must add that we sent out invitations to about 42 clubs in Florida around the Gainesville area by email. So we will have some Rotarians who happen to be Gators. But again, that's what we're famous for. We open our arms and our hearts and invite people in and have a good time.
Club member Frank Dickey says the Come and Go party starts Friday at 5 under the pavilion at Veterans Park. Members of the College Station, Bryan, and Aguilin Rotary Clubs will also be giving guided tours of the Veterans Wall. It's not just Democrats paying attention to the speeches at the Democratic National Convention. Republican Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan had some observations of Michelle Obama's speech.
One of the things the First Lady said in her speech last night is once you become successful, you don't slam the door behind you. You turn around and you reach back and you help the person behind you become successful. But what she didn't say is that the way that her party wants to do it is by taking money from those that have been successful and then using the government to help others along versus letting the private sector do it through either contributions or, more importantly, by creating a job for somebody.
Flores will be hosting a town hall meeting at the Bush Library a week from next Monday, the 17th. This afternoon marks the opening of the first Brazos Valley Fair. The fair's Fiona Lockhart says competitors and vendors from around the area and the state are participating.
We hope to have a huge crowd out here, and we are super excited and looking forward to it. Thursday and Friday, gates open at 4 p.m. to midnight. Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to midnight. And Sunday, it's 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. There is no parking charge. We will have some satellite parking on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the A&M Health Science Center on 47 if we overflow on these parking lots over here.
The fair runs through Sunday at the Brazos County Expo Complex on Leonard Road. A guard at a Southeast Texas prison has been hurt in an attack blamed on an inmate elsewhere in Texas. The Department of Criminal Justice says Officer David Logan was hospitalized Wednesday in serious but stable condition. The 44-year-old Logan, who went to work for the prison system on July 23rd, was assaulted Tuesday at the Stiles unit in Beaumont. Investigators say 42-year-old inmate Ray Barrera was in administrative segregation when he removed his hand restraints, got out of his cell, and attacked Logan. The officer shoved Barrera back into the cell and closed the door. Records show Barrera was convicted of murder, attempted murder, robbery, and aggravated assault in El Paso County. He has assault and weapons convictions in Brazoria County. The inmate is expected to face additional charges in the officer's attack. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwerneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwerneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwerneman Flooring today.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hi, I'm Mike Reagan. You've heard Rush talk about how Gmail and Yahoo and other free email services are scanning your emails and profiting from your information. And the majority of their political donations go to liberal candidates and causes. As chairman of the Reagan Group, we decided to do something about it. Please join us. Get your name at Reagan.com as your private email address for only $40 a year. We'll never scan or sell your information to anyone. So use the offer code RUSH and get 2 free bonus months at Reagan.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Whenever a new person moves to town, Brazos Bounty there to welcome them with a packet that can include information and items for your business. Be an early bird. Get there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
The pressure continues to sit over the Gulf of Mexico. We now also have a disturbed area of weather over the Gulf. If it continues heading our way, could bring us a little bit of much-needed rain for the weekend. Sunny and hot today, a high of 100, clear tonight 75 to 80. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, we're up around 100. Tomorrow night, skies are clear. It's down to about 75 to 80. Partly sunny Saturday, chance of thunderstorms. Highs on Saturday, closer to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, we'll talk about the Aggies and Florida. It's the SEC inaugural football game coming up at Kyle Field this Saturday. Plus, we will hear about the Cowboys' big win over the Giants last night in New York. That and more coming up in sports.
Well, you know, and the whole idea that we're going to have Southeastern Conference pregame celebrations, if you will. How's that?
You are?
I don't know. I'm not. But, oh. I mean, tailgating.
Oh, well, we had that in the former
I know,
conference,
but,
too.
But I know. Things will be different. So here, with that in mind, police in Canada were called to investigate several men driving around with booze on a motorized picnic table. You think we might see any of that?
I've seen a motorized ice chest.
Oh, yeah. Well, there used to be a guy who had a bicycle, or was it who drive around on campus? Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, I've seen a guy had rigged up a ice chest.
Okay.
With an engine and wheels.
Yeah. And
I mean, that's taking it to the party.
Drove around with it.
Always. Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got your tasty beverages there. I don't know if that qualifies as drinking and driving or not, but, you know, it looks like fun.
Would think that it'd probably make an open invitation for you just about any place.
If
you
pulled
up,
of course.
And went, hey, I brought my own icy cold beverages.
Oh, sure.
But this thing was equipped with four wheels and a lawnmower engine.
That's cool.
Now, it doesn't say there was a steering device, which could be important. Being able to actually steer it would.
Why wouldn't you have one?
Yeah, one would hope. But you never know. I mean, if that's what you're doing is just icy beveraging around. Hey, do you remember when we were going to get the space shuttle? We were in the pitch for that. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. It was going to be at the museum.
Right. I mean, just. And one of the things that was important is that I think we really had going for us was the fact that transporting it. You know, if you're going to fly it in or whatever, it's right there at, would have been right there at Easter Egg Airport. And then, you know, it wouldn't have taken much to get it over there, right? So.
Landed on the bypass.
Yeah. Bottom line is we didn't get it. The space shuttle Endeavour made 25 trips into orbit. It logged more than 122 million miles in space. I'm guessing it was out of warranty, right? I think you're back about 3 oil changes late here, sir. But anyway, the final 12-mile journey through the streets of Los Angeles has caused much consternation.
Why?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Kat. It would seem that the 5 stories tall, 78-foot-wide Endeavor needs more than your basic banner that says oversized load hanging from the back. Sure. Hauling it down the streets.
Well, don't you just put a red handkerchief on the back?
Yeah, sure. You have to have a 2x4 sticking out of it. Then
well,
you put
yes,
the red handkerchief
of course,
on that.
Of course, yes.
Right.
You just nail that sucker onto the back of the shuttle.
Yep, be just fine. Anyway, now, it was hanging on this trailer, making the trek from Los Angeles International Airport to its permanent display at the California Science Center. And again, had we been able to land it at Easterwood Airport, it would have been a quarter of a mile? Maybe a mile to place it where it was going to be in College Station. But, nah, they go ahead and give it to California, where they had to cut down 400 trees, including 250 magnolias South L.A., 100 pine trees and ficus trees in Inglewood.
That'll get some people riled up.
I'm thinking so. Officials say the route was the only way to get the shuttle into the center. Other streets weren't wide enough.
So is that that's the same shuttle that they talked about possibly bringing?
Right, that's
here
what we're talking.
Station.
Yes, you just joined us. I know you were out chasing the story, but yes, that's right. That's
really,
the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That irritated me because I covered that like whenever they were saying, yeah, they might give it to us. I talked to Dr. Kalman at the museum, and it's Texas. They actually have a space program in this state.
Yeah.
Like, And we're going to end up with just a little demo thing?
We should have had Kat arguing for us.
I just
go up there to D.C. and whack them around.
Punch some people.
That's right.
Yeah!
The California Science Center has promised to replace the felled trees with twice as many new ones.
Of course.
Claims it'll spend $500,000 improving the neighborhoods where the trees were cut down, but residents obviously objecting.
Yeah, they're going to have to chop down 400 houses to put up all those extra trees.
$500,000? How expensive are these trees?
Well, look, it's California, number one. Number two, it's a government project.
Oh.
Number two, it's California. So, you know, put that together.
A little bit of markup.
Dear.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Two things against you from the very beginning.
Could have had a little built-in extra in there, just a little juice for everybody involved. But again, 400 trees, including, and I don't know how big the magnolias are, but, you know, if they've been there a while, those can be pretty ginormous trees. And the other thing is...
Well, what if they can't get the trees down the street? Will they cut down other trees to get these trees in?
Yeah. No, I think it's probably pretty well clear-cut along the roads now. Hello?
Hello, how are you this morning?
Oh, well, you know, it's almost Friday. We're doing well. And you?
No, just fine.
Good.
Hey, you know, if they would have had those guys from Lowe's package up the shuttle, they could have fit in the back of a pickup truck with that fly.
Exactly. I mean, it would have been so much easier. Hello?
It's like a Christmas tree.
I guess that thing's too heavy for a helicopter to bring it over.
Yeah, no, they can't do that. That'd take like a dozen Hueys to pick that puppy up.
That'd
and
be
drop
cool.
It down.
That would
It'd be
awesome.
Fun to watch, but you know they'd be flying about 4 feet off the ground. But you know the other thing is though, you knock down 100 pine and ficus, and you know 250 magnolias and that kind of stuff. They probably were providing shade in some places too. You know what I mean?
Not anymore.
Nope. Maybe been some houses that were kind of, you know, maybe it was one of those really tree-shaded streets.
Where were all the tree huggers when this was going on?
Well, I don't know. See, and again, I don't think you can go in like in dark of night and cut down 400 trees.
Well, no, I mean, don't you see the shuttle coming down the street?
It's hard not to notice something that's 780 feet wide.
Yeah, so what do you think? Do you think that they had the guys just right ahead of it cutting them down, maybe?
Oh, yeah, it's like a road crew.
Yeah. got a road crew. They got the Esplenda trucks right behind them.
Big dump truck going there and five guys and a couple of...
They sent out the orcs and Saruman's army.
That's awesome. Well, I don't know how they did it, but nonetheless, it's obviously it's causing a little consternation there in the friendly state of California. Hey, America! U.S. America, are you ready for ice cream nachos?
Yes!
Maybe.
Not to be...
Depends what constitutes as ice cream.
A glowing yes and then a skeptical maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, what is it like? Dehydrated space ice cream with cheese on top?
No, no, no.
Because that doesn't sound very good.
See, and that's another thing. I guess you can still get that at NASA, right?
But you can also, if it was like, is it crumpled up cones with ice cream? Because that doesn't sound very bad.
We're going to find out together in just a minute. In the meantime, there's that dry ice cream that you buy at NASA for, what, $8? Is that about right?
I don't know, but you can crack a tooth out with that mess.
Comes in two flavors. Anyway.
Chalk and chalk.
Yeah, it's pink chalk and brown chalk.
I'm just going to go with the space dots if I have a choice. You know, that's what they have at NASA.
Is that freeze-dried ice cream in a cup?
Looks like Quadro Triticale from the old Star Trek.
Dippin' Dots?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, really.
Yeah, but it's called Space Dots at NASA.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stick it to your face.
And it's cheap. Stick it to your face.
Yeah, it sticks to your face.
Now, why would you do that?
By accident.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
And then, of course, that's what Facebook is for. Hello?
Yeah, with all those trees cut down and replanted, do we have more jobs saved or created?
That's an outstanding thought. I had not thought about this. This could have been a shovel-ready project
That could mess up the numbers.
It could. Hello?
Going back to the shuttle.
Yeah.
Isn't California, like, broke? Maybe we can get that off them cheap.
Well, you know, that's a great point.
Yeah,
maybe we should have been ready to make a counter offer at that point.
Repo the shuttle?
And while they're at it, maybe they could have mulched all those trees and made them into new dollar bills.
Yeah, I just...
like to print those out.
You know, okay, you see you're going to have to do that. Hey, College Station, we'd be more than happy to do that. We're not have to cut down any trees, anything like that. It ought to be just fine.
Yeah, because we have roads that are made for great big old trucks like the one Scott drives.
Absolutely.
So do you see the folks from California trying to drag that shuttle over to the Pawn Star guys?
And he'd go out there and go, let's see, $20 million, give him $15,000.
I mean, the condition isn't great here. It's been a little worn.
Yeah.
Missing a few tiles.
If this was new, it'd be worth a ton of money.
You know, I still got to move it.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to have to display it. You understand, I got a business here. I got to make money off of this deal. So, but anyway, maybe wood chips are really cheap in California now, if you think about
well,
that.
Well, yeah, you
so
can use the
400 trees, so it'd be that.
I don't know how much quality wood magnolias would give. That's kind of a stringy tree.
Yeah, it's true. All right, so not to be outdone by the freaky foods available at fast food restaurants and local summertime fairs, Baskin-Robbins.
I used to work there.
Did you?
I worked there for 2 weeks until I paid off my uniform, and then I quit.
It took 2 weeks to pay it off? Like, what were they
go,
out, like,
go ahead, Captain.
Ralph Lauren or something?
No.
The stage is yours. Go ahead.
No, that's about it. Finish your story, please.
Was it? Well, no. Yours is much more fascinating. Yes. So now, was it in one of the local stores here?
No, it was in Waco.
It was in Waco.
And I was concerned about one of my arms becoming grossly engorged like a fiddler crab. Oh. After you scrape with just...
So she'd have like a Popeye arm.
Yeah,
right?
When you just scoop with one arm. I'll tell you what, man. The Rocky Road, that stuff is a monster.
Really?
You get down in the bottom, it is like a rock, and you can't scoop it out. And then what I found really interesting was that different cultural groups or age groups will order the same flavor of ice cream. Everyone who was probably 65 and over would always get black walnut, or they would ask for Cherry's Jubilee, which I don't know if we had it, but that was what they always got anyway. It was an interesting experience.
Well, that's why we're talking about it.
What made you feel really bad is when you didn't have something that somebody wanted, and you're like, well, this is good. I could add this and this. And they're like, no, that's okay.
She's like an ice cream sommelier. So what, did you use like hash marks? Okay, over 65 and they had black walnut.
No, just if they walked in and they look kind of like Mr. Rogers, they're probably going to ask you for black walnuts.
Hello.
So you better get ready.
Yeah, can we please get back to the ice cream nachos?
Hello.
Now, she really wanted the uniform.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll tell you what
Where
else.
Where is the uniform?
I don't think I have the.
Oh.
I've got the apron and the hat in my closet. But you did
we need
you know,
a picture.
Yeah,
do you have to routinely weigh the balls of ice cream that you scoop?
Okay.
To make sure they're the correct
quality
weight.
Control. Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
I never imagined. And we cook our own ice cream cones.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like a little waffle press thing and a round thing, and you twist it, and it makes a cone.
Hello. Okay. Well.
Anyway,
my thought is, though, I mean,
didn't you ever work in an ice cream store?
No. Do you think that they, Steve, do you think they whispered each other as people walked in? They were trying to guess what flavor.
Oh, no question. You would go and stand probably by that flavor.
Oh, yeah. That man.
Can I help you? And I'm standing right here. I'm not going to take an extra step. I know what you're going to get.
That man looks like a chocolate and lavender connoisseur.
So, and now, did y'all ever have
short
any...
guy, Napoleon ice cream.
That's it. So did you? No, he knows. But did you ever have like a quota thing? Like, you know, you really needed to move the whatever Spanish almond, and so you know. Push that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, no, but they did have specials where it was like, this is our special at this time.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the flavors rotate. So even though it is 31 flavors, they don't always have the same flavors all the time. They rotate seasonally.
There you go. And then, of course, every once in a while, did you have to really step up and make a sundae or something?
Yes, I learned how to open a banana without touching the banana at all. There's a special technique.
Excuse
where you,
me?
Like you put the banana down and then like using plastic knives and stuff, you can peel a banana to where you don't actually touch the banana at all, and you just put the banana into the...
You flip it up into the air, it does a 3.5, and then it lands in the plastic tray, and you're ready to build your sundae.
Maybe
I got it.
If
it's been in your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
728, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 101 for a high temperature today and tomorrow. Low temperature each night. It'll probably be in the upper 70s. There'll be a 30% chance of rain on Saturday with a wind shift and a high of only about 92. That's what they're telling us anyway. Right now it's 79 out there.
The Midtown men are coming to town.
Four stars from the original cast of Broadway's Jersey Boys, live in concert. Don't miss this Jump to Your Beat concert performance, celebrating the hits of the 60s. From the original Jersey Boys, it's the Midtown Men.
Presented by MSC Opus, Thursday and Friday nights, September 20th and 21st in Rudder Auditorium. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Get your tickets now. Call 845-1234.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In advance of Bill Clinton's speech at the Democrat convention, there have been a spate of articles recalling his disparaging remarks about Obama during the 2008 campaign. According to Mark...
Wait. That was the one we did yesterday. I'll give you a new one in a minute.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
A video shown at the Democrat convention in Charlotte included a line that caused a stir. During the video, the narrator claimed, "Government is the only thing that we all belong to." As criticism swelled, an Obama operative did what this regime does best. They blamed somebody else. The video in question was produced and paid for by the host committee of the city of Charlotte, the operative said. He claimed neither the DNC nor Obama for America had anything to do with it. And then he chided the Romney campaign for faux outrage. Whose convention is this, then? Is it the host committee convention, or is it the Democrat National Committee's convention to reelect Obama? It doesn't matter who made the video. What matters is who played the video and what it said. Liberals like Obama believe that government is the only thing that we all belong to. It's exactly what he meant when he uttered the words, "You didn't build that." The government, not the individual, should get sole credit because only the government can use power for good. That's why Obama, his administration, his party, are so hostile to the private sector. And let's be frank, that's why so many Democrats have problems with religious people. Liberals believe government is the rightful owner of people's souls, and only government is good. There's a reason somebody thought a video with the line, "Government's the only thing we all belong to," would fit right in at a Democrat convention, because, folks, it does.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they've saved hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter PROTECT in the referral box to check out for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm, and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan available in most states.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizzy, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Just real quick, there has been an accident that's blocking traffic, southbound traffic at 2818 and Villa Maria. So if you are in that area, please do exercise appropriate caution. We need all the listeners we can get. The Brazos Valley Fair kicks off its inaugural four-day run this afternoon. The fair's Fiona Lockhart says they want to generate attendance from an eight-county area.
We want to make it something where people come in and they go, wow, you know, if I come from out of town, I might want to move to College Station. This is a cool area. I didn't know what was going on here. We have educational exhibits as well as some research information going on in the exhibit hall to show people just a little bit of what goes on that people just don't hear on a day-to-day basis. So really highlighting the entire community with some items around it that we hope will get people excited about our area.
There is free parking at the Brazos County Expo Complex, the site of the fair, along with satellite parking with shuttle service at the Health Science Center. Tuesday marked $16 trillion in debt by the federal government, something that doesn't sit well with Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Yeah, it happened on the first day of the president's party's convention. It was interesting that happened. It's a bad milestone. It's unfortunate. I hate the fact that we're here. Every bit of this is coming out of Washington. And, we've tried in the House to turn this around. One, by growing the economy, and two, by reducing spending and reforming spending. But we're just not getting much help in the other parts of government.
On the 17th, a week from next Monday, Flores will be hosting a town hall meeting at the Bush Library. And a motorcyclist escaped serious injuries Wednesday morning after being run over by an SUV south of downtown Bryan. Officer John Agnew says the SUV had stopped at Homestead and in the process of making a left turn onto Texas, hit the motorcycle that was stopped in the center turning lane.
Citizens who drive four-wheel vehicles don't always look for a motorcycle. I challenge drivers to see how many motorcycles they can count in one day when they're out driving. You'd be surprised at how many are out on the roadway. So as an operator of a vehicle with four wheels, you know, try to scan the roadway and look for motorcycles because they're a lot smaller. They don't have bumpers. They fall over when they get hit, and the driver of the vehicle is prone to injuries a lot easier.
The driver of the SUV was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way. The driver of the motorcycle, who was not wearing a helmet, was treated in the St. Joseph emergency room. When recommendations are made on the future of Kyle Field, who will fit the bill? Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry doesn't rule out spending hotel occupancy tax money towards related ancillary costs.
Possibly, I'd say long shot, mm-hmm. is, you know, if it was for hotel occupancy tax money. They haven't asked yet,
yeah.
So I can't tell you what I'm going to say. and I hate to say, oh, well, if they ask this, I'm going to do that. Because until I see a proposal, until we get the homework done.
By the end of the month, A&M officials are supposed to have the conclusions of two studies, one from the 12th Man Foundation and the other commissioned by the Chamber of Commerce and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. The College Station Rotary Club invites you to an Aggie-style tailgate party Friday evening at Veterans Park. Club member Frank Dickey says invitations were also emailed to more than 40 Rotaries in the Gainesville, Florida area.
We have found out that Aggies and Rotarians have a lot in common as far as philosophy of life and truth and honor and integrity and all that kind of stuff, but never have they put them together. We will be asking people as they are mingling and mixing and networking to donate money. No specific cause. We're trying to raise money so we can service this community.
Guided tours of the Veterans Wall will be given by members of the College Station, Aggieland, and Bryan Clubs. Friday's reception starts at 5 at the Veterans Park Pavilion. And elsewhere in Texas, a Dallas 911 operator is fired and another is suspended over the handling of a 911 call from and about a woman later found dead. A police statement Wednesday says Police Chief David Brown fired Angelia Herod Graham after investigators determined she didn't log information from Deanna Cook's family when they reported her missing August 19th. The family then went to Cook's home, forced their way in, and found her body. Brown suspended Tonyita Hopkins for 10 days and ordered her reassigned after investigators determined she didn't log critical information from an August 17th call from Cook where she reported she was being attacked. Both can appeal. A number listed for Herod Graham was reported as disconnected, and Hopkins didn't return a message seeking comment. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Cab McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Before the first Texas A&M home game Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that had the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie game day jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces of jewelry at their showroom, 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongos.com. And don't forget to like Montelongos on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the first Texas A&M home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongos Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelongos Fine Jewelry, located at 401 University Drive.
It's an exciting time when you buy a new home, but it can also be a stressful time. You get overwhelmed very easily. There's a lot of properties out there for sale. That's why you need a realtor that is going to listen to exactly what you want. That's what Zweiker & Associates specializes in doing with buyers. First and foremost, they listen. They're going to sit down with you, whether you're a first-time home buyer or someone who's done this before. They know that you have specific needs, and they're proud of the fact that they take the time to listen and evaluate those needs. Now, you pair that with the time they take to preview and tour properties, and they can be market experts and place you, the buyer, in a perfect home to fit your needs. They're going to sit down with you, find out what you absolutely need, what you absolutely want, what you absolutely don't want, and they're not going to flood the senses with dozens of properties. They're talking 8 to 12 to narrow it down to, and then go look at those and find out which one is your next home. Zweiker & Associates, they listen to what you want. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com.
Good morning, it's 741. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
The pressure continues to sit over the Gulf of Mexico. We now also have a disturbed area of weather over the Gulf. If it continues heading our way, could bring us a little bit of much-needed rain for the weekend. Sunny and hot today, a high of 100, clear tonight 75 to 80. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, we're up around 100. Tomorrow night, skies are clear. It's down to about 75 to 80. Partly sunny Saturday, chance of thunderstorms. Highs on Saturday, closer to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Ryan Swope as the Aggies get ready to take on Florida this Saturday at Kyle Field. Plus, we'll hear from Tony Romo and Eli Manning following the Cowboys' big win over the Giants last night in, well, I guess New Jersey, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. Kind of a peek behind the curtain this morning. Kat, of course, wearing her football jersey.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's it. So mention that because, well, apparently gangs have ruined yet another thing in U.S. America.
Oh, no.
U.S. American gangs have put the kibosh on the ability for students in Denver's Weld County School District 6 to wear Peyton Manning jerseys. Peyton's number, you see, was the number one bestseller among NFL jerseys since April. But since the mere sight of his number 8 could very well start a knife fight in Mrs. Johnson's third grade art class.
What?
Nobody at Weld County District School can profess their allegiance to their legendary quarterback. Gang wars.
Can't we all just get along?
No.
Third grade?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure
knife
about that.
Knife fights in art class?
Well, again, that's a little hyperbole, maybe.
I didn't know if you were reading that.
Well, it could be that, you know, you turn the brush around if you're painting, and that could be dangerous.
Oh.
It might be that, too.
You're painting with a broad brush.
That's it. So, very nice. Thank you. So, we learned in the last half hour that Kat used to work at Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very long, but you have enough stories for your 2 weeks seem like a lifetime.
Well, to Baskin-Robbins' credit, you know, y'all were asking if the the uniform was that expensive. It wasn't expensive, but the fact is you're paid on a two-week pay period, mm-hmm. and they take the uniform out of your paycheck. So I felt like my duty was to work the full 2 weeks so that they could have, you know, to pay for the uniform, and then I would be able to quit.
When did you know that Baskin-Robbins was not right for you? Was it the Popeye arm thing?
No.
You scared about that?
I was doing two jobs at once, and one day I was trying to, I had to wear really nice clothes to my other job where I worked at a bookstore in retail. And so I had my uniform for Baskin-Robbins, and then I had my other, well, sort of a uniform, but not exactly. And I was driving on the highway in Waco, and my nice clothes got sucked out the window.
Oh, well,
on my way to work, I had left Baskin-Robbins and was driving to work, and my clothes got sucked out the window, and I thought, I can't do this anymore.
I hate it when that happens.
So I took the exit and had to drive through all these one-way streets through a neighborhood and then park under this bridge and run out into the highway and get my clothes off the street.
That's so fascinating.
Anyway, so
really
that's what happened to me.
Do you roll up your windows since then?
Yeah,
but my AC was broken at the time, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, there you go. All right.
It was a difficult time.
There you go. So here we go. Baskin-Robbins has given us
But I have no hard feelings towards Baskin-Robbins.
Okay, well, that's good. Waffle, and I know where that store is. It's right by the Baylor campus, isn't it?
No, it's on the other side of town. Actually...
Oh, that's the reason. You weren't in the Ivy Square Shopping Center. You were over there.
Hush you.
On the other side. I lived in Waco. I know about Waco.
I was in North Waco.
Yeah.
It's the... It's like right next to the gigantic HEB and the Target.
And she's making fun of knife fights, okay? She was in North Waco,
exactly.
And she's making fun of
knife fights. I'll tell you the stories about how my windows of my car got busted out on another day.
All right, we'll save that one. That'll be something to look forward to. So anyway, Baskin-Robbins has given us waffle chip dippers, a nacho-like frozen treat consisting of soft-serve vanilla ice cream topped with chocolate syrup, M&M's and Snicker pieces.
Oh, tasty.
Yes, and 6 hand-cut waffle and brownie chips for dipping.
Now that sounds good.
Just 500 calories.
How many dollars?
Yeah, you know, they didn't give us a price point.
Yeah, but if you share it with 4 friends, you're only eating 100 calories.
Of course. Of course. That's the way to look at it. You're right. But the thing is...
If you have 4 friends.
Yeah, if you have... First of all, you have to find 4 friends. Secondly, you
3
have to,
cats.
You have to find one that will eat at the same pace you do, because if not, you may not get your fair share. I'd hate to think that an elbowing knife fight could break out at a Baskin... in North Waco it could.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation, Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Have you or someone close to you ever been diagnosed with cancer? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A dear friend of mine and his wife had a recent health scare with their son. Tanner's been going through a series of tests and had to go to a children's clinic for a bone marrow biopsy. You could only imagine the tension as they waited to hear the results. While waiting, they engaged in a conversation with the mother of a little girl who is battling cancer. "Are you new here?" the mother asked my friend. "We are," he said. "How'd you know?" Her answer brought him up cold and put a lump in his throat. "I thought you were new," she said, "because you're still smiling." I wonder how many of the people you'll be encountering today are struggling to hang on, whether they're battling a health concern like cancer, a wayward child, a broken marriage, or even the loss of a job. Perhaps you're the one who's currently spiraling downward and really hitting bottom. If that's the case, how do you keep smiling when the world seems to be closing in on you? There's an old saying that hope is the physician of each misery. Hope gives rise to shattered and broken dreams. Hope will help you hold on when everything else seems to be keeping you down. Everybody, young or old, rich or poor, weak or strong, needs three things to keep smiling. Something to do, someone to love, and yes, something to hope for. To help your family thrive, visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Like I always say, behind every great football game is a great football party. And kickoff always starts at Sam's Club.
Find brand name favorites and big game savings at Sam's Club with guaranteed crowd pleasers, delicious snacks, drinks.
And don't forget the big screen.
Special savings and HD TVs from Sony, Samsung, and LG. And check out the latest smartphones from AT&T and Verizon to keep you connected to all the action.
I score more savings with my membership for everything and any event.
See why life is better in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
Hey, get your truck looking good and stay looking good. Stop by Texas Truck Riggins. You know, they've got spray-in bed liners. One of the first things that I did, get a spray-in bed liner when I got my truck, because you want to protect that portion of your truck. Got a tonneau cover. You want one of those, they can do those for you as well. Powder coating. Now, we've talked about powder coating a little bit. If you're familiar with it, it's a process where you color things, but you're not using paint. The powder coating process actually lasts a little longer. It's tougher. And especially think about that if you've got a grill guard for your truck. And if you've got a working truck, you have to use it to be out in some property that's going to get knocked around a little bit, then you know what? Get a grill guard, and it can keep the looks of your truck good for years and years and years. Side steps so that they're easy to get in and out of. And, of course, they do all sorts of other truck accessories for the outside of your truck or the inside of your truck. And I'm saying truck, but I also mean SUV. It can be that as well. Texas Truck Riggins can outfit them. And don't forget, they've got the boutique inside so that you can get something for the special woman in your life. Maybe it's a gift card for something that's more for her truck or SUV, or it could be something from a fashion world. And if that's the case, then Texas Truck Riggins can help you there. They're located at 2711 South College, 2711 South College Avenue, just across from the lake. That's Texas Truck Riggins.
Good morning. It is 7:51, and I'm Steve Miller with sports. The Texas A&M football team opens the 2012 season against Florida on Saturday at Kyle Field. The buildup for this inaugural SEC game for the Aggies has been happening for months. Receiver Ryan Swope says the team is ready to get on the field and just play.
There's a great, vibe in the air right now. Great, character on this football team, senior leadership. Guys are just flying around, and I could really tell yesterday that this team's ready to play, and we're just really anxious to get on the field.
A&M coach Kevin Sumlin will start redshirt freshman Johnny Manziel at quarterback. Although Manziel has never played in a college football game, Swope says Kyle Field will be behind the young quarterback.
I think it's going to be an advantage for Johnny. He's a guy that kind of likes the hype, and really, I think he tries to live up to it. So I think Kyle Field's going to really be, behind him and help him. The atmosphere is going to be incredible. I think that's just going to motivate him even more.
It's the Aggies and Gators Saturday at 2:30 at Kyle Field, televised by ESPN. And you can listen to the game here on WTAW, beginning with the Fan Zone show at 11:30 a.m.
Romo back to throw, flushed out, rolls to his right, goes deep for Ogletree, caught it at the 10, to the 5, into the end zone, touchdown, 2 for Ogletree tonight.
And that was Brad Sham on the Dallas Cowboys radio network. Tony Romo threw for 3 touchdowns, 2 to that newfound favorite receiver Kevin Ogletree, as the Cowboys beat the Super Bowl champion New York Giants 24-17 last night in the NFL season opener. Dallas outplayed its division rival nearly the whole game, reversing its loss to the Giants from New Year's Day that set up the Giants' run to the Super Bowl. Ogletree scored on passes of 10 and 40 yards. Miles Austin had a leaping 34-yard score, and DeMarco Murray rushed for 131 yards, including a 48-yard run in the third quarter. Romo said the Cowboys used a killer instinct when approaching the defending Super Bowl champions and their quarterback, Eli Manning.
I think you need to have that killer instinct, especially against a guy like Eli and the team they have. You know, they're gonna come back. And, you know, when you get a lead, they're going to come back. When they got a lead, we got to battle and come back. And you just have to, you know, really have that killer instinct and say, we got to do it now. It's time. And so we just kept having that approach each play.
Eli Manning said Tony Romo played well enough to win.
Tony played well. He's a tremendous competitor and a good quarterback, and he made some great throws, buying time, running around. So he played well enough to win the game and made some big-time throws.
The replacement officials were not the feared focal point many expected, as the game was called without any blatant errors or any ugly controversy. Major League Baseball Adrian Beltre hit a three-run homer, and Michael Young also went deep as the Texas Rangers held on for a 7-6 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night. Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Houston Astros 6-3 as Houston falls to 53 games under 500 at 42-95. Texas Tech has reprimanded Coach Billy Gillespie early this year after learning he was exceeding NCAA practice time limits. Red Raiders Athletic Director Kirby Holkut said yesterday the school reported the secondary violations to the NCAA and the governing body approved the penalty that Texas Tech had decided upon. The reprimand came in January. Well, now the school's investigating allegations that Gillespie mistreated players, Holkut said, and Gillespie has been hospitalized since Friday. Holkut said the penalty last season meant the team was docked twice the number of hours per week Gillespie had exceeded the time limit during a two-week period in December. The NCAA allows 20 hours of practice per week. Texas A&M senior golfer Cameron Peck and junior golfer Katerina Ruzicova were named two of the top 50 players to watch this season by Golf World College Preview. Peck was an honorable mention selection to the Golf Coaches Association of America All-America team last year, while Ruzicova became the first Aggie to medal at an NCAA regional last season. And there's been a big upset at the U.S. Open. Men's top seed and five-time champion Roger Federer ousted before the semifinals at the Open for the first time since 2003, losing to six-seeded Tomas Berdych 7-6, 6-4, 3-6, 6-3. Meanwhile, Andy Roddick's tennis career ended yesterday at age 30. Roddick, who announced last week he was retiring at the end of his run at the U.S. Open, lost a four-set match to the 2009 champion Juan Martín del Potro in a match spread over 2 days because of rain. Following the match, Roddick addressed the crowd at Flushing Meadows.
For the first time in my career, I'm not sure what to say. Since I was a kid, I've been coming to this tournament, and I felt lucky just to sit where all of you are sitting today and to watch this game and to see the champions that have come and gone, and I've loved every minute of it.
That's sports. This report is brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. It's 7:56, and I'm Steve Miller on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I know you're going to have to scoot out of here in just a minute because you have that other real job. But so how are things different that game day is here? How does that make a difference when the ESPN big guys are here?
Well, you know, you have to, you know, give these guys credit. They go to the biggest game every week.
Yeah.
So they come in, and honestly, they're very quite self-sufficient because, you know, I believe they realize that the whole university and campus and fans are already focused on the game that's in the stadium. They're coming in at the very last minute, you know, within 3 or 4 days' notice.
Right.
And, you know, many times they fend for themselves. They do this for a living. And last night they arrived with, you know, their production trucks and 4 or 5 18-wheelers worth of equipment. And, you know, as we speak, are erecting the stage for their show.
Okay, so now where's the stage going to be?
On Simpson Drill Field.
All right, very good.
Yeah, but they'll have some big screen, you know, jumbotrons out there, and
right.
You'll be out there on Saturday morning for the deal, and folks will go to the game, and when you exit out of the game, if you look over at Simpson Drill Field, you won't even see them. They'll be already gone to the next stop.
Yes, they got one more place to go. Yep. All right, man, thanks. I appreciate you sitting in this week.
Talk to you soon.
You bet. That's Steve Miller.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Weather and soil conditions make fall the perfect time to have a state-of-the-art irrigation system installed for your lawn and garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Get your irrigation system installed now, and you'll be ready for next spring and summer. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. You can like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Since 1946, Acme Glass, here to take care of your glass needs, whether you need glass or want glass. The situation is usually you need glass because you got to get some piece of glass replaced in a short order. And they understand that, whether it's a commercial application or for your home or your vehicle. Acme Glass can be there, lickety-split, take care of it for you, and send you on your way or back to your regular world, whatever you need to do, because like anything else, if it's in your home or business, getting that thing taken care of right away could be very important to getting your business open and keeping it open. And also, while we're talking about business, maybe you're going to be opening a business and you need some build-out that's going to include some glass, and you know Acme Glass can be glad to help you there. Acme Glass is open a half day on Saturdays. That makes it convenient for you if you need a piece of glass cut to size or a mirror or something like that for a project that you've got going on. And, of course, obviously, if you're busy with your car or vehicle all week long, then that half day is really convenient for you on Saturdays for Acme Glass. You got a little chip in your windshield, they can fix that for you pretty quickly, too, while you wait. Usually just takes a few minutes, and quite often your insurance takes care of that. And if you get your entire windshield, you get a new windshield in there, from Acme Glass. If you get any of those little pops in the future, they're fixed absolutely free for as long as you own the car. So lots of reasons to stop in and see them. And Acme Glass, located in downtown Bryan on Main Street and across from the main entrance at A&M in College Station.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru.
For today and tomorrow, 75 in between that, there's a slight chance of showers on Friday night, with a low of 77, then only 88 for a high temperature, they're telling us now on Saturday. That'll be nice. 30% chance of rain and north winds. It's 77 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
Are we where we want to be today? No.
But former President Clinton says we're in better shape than in 2008 because of President Obama. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live at the Democrat Convention in Charlotte.
Dave, the highlight of the convention last night, former President Bill Clinton's rousing endorsement of four more years with President Obama.
We believe that we're all in this together is a far better philosophy than you're on your own.
But the low light, the reaction on the convention floor after Democrats reversed course to include Jerusalem and God in their platform.
The motion is adopted. And the platform has been amended as shown on the screen.
The president will make an appeal to undecideds as he accepts the party's nomination tonight. No balloon drop, though. Didn't plan for it. After switching venues, Democrats say because of rain, Dave.
Now, Jeff, after tonight, Mitt Romney still hopes a lot of Americans agree with him.
We're not better off than we were 4 years ago.
His Republican running mate Paul Ryan will campaign in Colorado today. Fewer Americans needed new unemployment checks last week. First time jobless claims fell 12,000 to 365,000. A Catholic bishop faces a judge's trial today in Missouri. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper on the case live.
Bishop Robert Finn and the Catholic Diocese of Kansas City are accused of protecting an abusive priest. That priest, Sean Rattigan, who recently pleaded guilty to making child porn involving kids as young as two. Authorities say Bishop Finn was told in mid-2010 about concerns regarding Rattigan's behavior around children. Then in December of that year, child porn was found on Rattigan's computer. Prosecutors say the state wasn't contacted as required by law. Dave?
Jennifer, Arizona gets the okay from a federal court to enforce a controversial immigration crackdown, allowing police to check the status of someone they arrest or stop and suspect it is an illegal.
The federal government has to participate for people to be sent back to their country of origin, and we're having difficulty with that.
Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn, Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Helping get your home more energy efficient can be done with a phone call to Intercon at 823-3639. Folks at Intercon will come out, have a look at your window situation, let you know what they can do to make sure that those windows are doing their job, which is letting the light in but keeping the air either in your house or keep that cold air maybe from coming inside. In other words, making your windows more energy efficient. And again, could be able to repair the existing windows. Maybe you need to replace them. In any event, what Intercon will do is give you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There won't be any high pressure because Intercon is a local company. They enjoy doing business with local people. They've been doing it for decades, and as a result, literally hundreds of satisfied customers. They know they've got a good product, and they've got it priced fairly. So when you feel like you're ready to make the move, they can do that for you. And the other thing that's nice dealing with a local company is if you need to do it in stages to fit your budget, then Intercon can work with you there too. So give them a call at Oscar or Brad Beard. Take care of your window problems. Get them energy efficient. Give Intercon a call at 823-3639.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store in the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 8th, come to Producers for a class on fall-winter brush control, presented by Dr. Bill Lazenby.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Wednesday morning, traffic in and out of downtown Bryan was slowed down after an SUV struck a motorcycle.
On Texas Avenue near Homestead Street, which is near the Taco Bell, just south of the police department in Bryan. Motorcycle was in the center turn lane on Texas Avenue facing northbound, waiting to make a left-hand turn onto the side street. There was also a vehicle, a Jeep SUV, stopped at the stop sign there on Homestead, which was waiting to turn out left onto Texas Avenue and head northbound. Well, that vehicle left Homestead, made a left, and ended up driving over the motorcycle.
Officer John Agnew says the driver of the motorcycle, who was not wearing a helmet, was treated in the emergency room for injuries that are not life-threatening. The driver of the SUV, who also wasn't hurt, was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way. There are too many unknowns at the moment for College Station Mayor Nancy Berry to answer the question of whether or not the city would make a financial contribution towards the future of Kyle Field.
As my mother used to say, don't cross the bridge till you get to
it.
So they haven't asked yet, so I don't want to say what we'd say because we haven't done our homework yet.
Yeah.
I don't want to say what I'm going to do, but it should have to be a strong argument, and I think hotel tax would have to be the way to go.
Yeah.
But and I'm not ready to say that's how I would go, if at all.
Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Barry also says comparing Kyle Field is apples and oranges to Baylor's new football stadium because it'll be built in a tax increment finance district in downtown Waco. Tailgating at A&M home football games is among the best in the nation. The College Station Rotary Club hopes to create that atmosphere Friday night when they host a community tailgate at Veterans Park.
I must add that we sent out invitations to about 42 clubs in Florida around the Gainesville area by email. So we will have some Rotarians who happen to be Gators. But again, that's what we're famous for. We open our arms and our hearts and invite people in and have a good time.
Club member Frank Dickey says the come-and-go party starts Friday at 5 under the pavilion at Veterans Park. Members of the College Station, Bryan, and Aggieland Rotary Clubs will also be giving guided tours of the Veterans Wall. And it's not just Democrats paying attention to the speeches at the Democratic National Convention. Republican Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan had some observations of Michelle Obama's speech.
One of the things the First Lady said in her speech last night is once you become successful, you don't slam the door behind you. You turn around and you reach back and you help the person behind you become successful. But what she didn't say is that the way that her party wants to do it is by taking money from those that have been successful and then using the government to help others along versus letting the private sector do it through either contributions or, more importantly, by creating a job for somebody.
Flores will be hosting a town hall meeting at the Bush Library a week from next Monday, the 17th. This afternoon marks the opening of the first Brazos Valley Fair. The fair's Fiona Lockhart says competitors and vendors from around the area and the state are participating.
We hope to have a huge crowd out here, and we are super excited and looking forward to it. Thursday and Friday, gates open at 4 p.m. to midnight. Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to midnight. And Sunday, it's 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. There is no parking charge. We will have some satellite parking on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the A&M Health Science Center on 47 if we overflow on these parking lots over here.
The fair runs through Sunday at the Brazos County Expo Complex on Leonard Road. And a Houston man set for prison release next month after serving a 9-month sentence for theft is now facing capital murder charges in connection with the slaying of a woman 8 years ago. The new charges against 45-year-old Troy McWhorter were filed Wednesday by the Harris County Sheriff's Office Cold Case Unit. Detectives matched McWhorter's DNA to evidence found on 36-year-old Shonda Alexander, whose abandoned body was discovered in July of 2004. McWhorter was not among the original suspects. The new charge also was based on information detectives obtained from McWhorter in a prison interview. He violated probation and earlier this year was sent to prison, where authorities routinely obtained a DNA sample from him that went into a database. There was no information on an attorney for McWhorter. Also earlier, we reported an accident that was blocking southbound traffic at 2818 in Villa Maria. That was a minor accident, and it should be cleared by this news hour. WTAW news time is 8:10. It's 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can get it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this, and when you walk into our door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, you know you can always trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Christ United Methodist Church invites you to join us for a powerful 5-week series on family and marriage each Sunday in September. Individuals and families are invited to come as we learn about family relationships and building community. The series will conclude on September 30th with a covered dish family reunion featuring homestyle cooking, games, and live entertainment. Join our family each Sunday in September at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. at Christ United Methodist Church, located off Highway 6 and South College Station, just north of the William D. Fitch exit.
Hey, it's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929. 7752
A pressure continues to sit over the Gulf of Mexico. We now also have a disturbed area of weather over the Gulf. If it continues heading our way, could bring us a little bit of much-needed rain for the weekend. Sunny and hot today, a high of 100, clear tonight 75 to 80. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, we're up around 100. Tomorrow night, skies are clear. It's down to about 75 to 80. Partly sunny Saturday, chance of thunderstorms. Highs on Saturday, closer to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:12. So, of course, had to cut down 400 trees in California, as we were talking about, to get the space shuttle where it belonged. More news from NASA this morning. Astronauts pulled the old MacGyver in space on Wednesday.
What? Did they build a bomb out of duct tape?
Well,
and
almost. They fixed the $100 billion space station with the help of a $3 toothbrush.
Awesome.
$3. Can't you get them for like $2 for $3 if, go to one of those pharmacies that are across the street from each other.
Well,
all over
how did they fix it?
Well, I'm about to tell you.
Just dying of suspense.
Here we go. An electrical power unit affixed to the station needed replacing, but a stubborn bolt was malfunctioning. NASA engineers and astronauts Sunita Williams and Ahito Hoshide. Whatever happened to people named Young and Williams and stuff like that? Anyway, oh, there is one Williams. Okay. Anyway, ultimately, they resolved the obstacle by attaching the toothbrush to a metal pole and cleaning out the socket of the sticky bolt.
Awesome.
So, I mean, you think about it. Of course, I don't know how long the pole was, but, and again, you're in space. You tied a pole. You tied a toothbrush to the end of a pole, and I'm thinking it's kind of like scrubbing the battery cables to you, the terminals on your battery, maybe, and that's how they got that done.
Did so they use some Coca-Cola?
Well, they, you know, I'm thinking did they squirt some WD-40 over there at it? You know,
yeah. Well, isn't it
going to
make
space?
Well, yeah. Wouldn't it be like floating?
I don't know, but I don't know if it was inside the space station or outside the space station. Maybe we can find out more when they get back.
Anyway. Sounds good.
Okay, that's Sean Smith, that other voice you heard from the City of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Great, and you brought a guest with you?
Yes, sir. I brought our City of Bryan Special Events Coordinator, Gwen Schillings.
Gwen, how are you today?
I am great.
It's
Thank
your opportunity
you.
To again play Jethro Trivia with us.
Oh,
you
yay.
Did this before, didn't
I
you?
I did, yeah. And actually I was last on the totem pole, but okay. I did know that answer.
All right, we're going to give awesome. You a chance here. Here we go, and we'll let you answer first today.
Well, now that puts me in a spot.
Well, it does. There we go. See, she's going to brag about it, but now, yeah.
No, that's what I get.
That's it.
Bragging.
All right, you got to take point on it this time. All right, okay. So anyway, it's Jethro Trivia. It's our informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Today, the AutoZone. Here's our question. A majority of luxury cars recently failed a test for what? Was it A, braking, B, crashing, C, braking, not like the first braking was stepping on the brakes, okay? C was like braking down, and then D, honking. A majority of luxury cars recently failed a test, A, braking, you know, stopping, and then B, crashing, C, braking meaning they didn't work, and D, honking. What's your answer?
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
E,
pressure's
all
on.
Of the above.
Yeah,
no,
C, yeah, you can't do that.
Let's go with A.
A, braking as in stopping. Okay, Sean?
I'm going to go with braking as in not working.
Okay, that'd be C. Kat, it's you.
I'm a muscle car girl myself instead of luxury, but I'm going to go with A, braking.
Okay. Well,
B-R-E-A-K-E.
Yeah, right, B-R-A. Oh, you mean braking like braking.
I mean, no, B-R-A-K-E.
Yeah, like stopping. Got
yeah,
it.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I'm actually glad you work in radio. You don't have to spell. All right, you're all wrong. The answer is C, crashing.
Who tries to crash a luxury car?
Well, they don't. They crash them to see if they can survive it. An insurance trade group recently tested 11 mid-sized luxury cars, simulating crashing into another car or a fixed object. Only 3 of the models passed the test.
Oh, well, wow. That's just tragic.
Yeah. That's scary.
And, of course, they didn't tell us which ones either passed or failed, but there you go. It's just
just don't buy a luxury car.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Drive a Suburban.
Suburban or a truck.
They get out of the way right when they see a Suburban coming.
Especially if it's red.
Yeah, what's going on in the City of Bryan?
Well, I tell you what, you know why I'm here. It's Texas Red.
Yeah, it's that
all
time.
About Texas
yeah.
Red.
Right.
And, you know, we have totally filled in our cook-off teams this year. And our vendors are packed in. Deadline was last Friday, but I do have a waiting list now starting for our vendors. So they can certainly contact me, and I'll give you that information a little bit for that waiting list. Right now, we're really boosting those ticket sales. They'll start selling tomorrow. And we have locations here throughout the Bryan College Station area where you can go and pick up your tickets, or you can go to the Texas Reds website and purchase them online. The locations here in town is the Arts Council, Reedfield Meats, that's the one on Texas Avenue, LaSalle Hotel downtown, Producers Co-op, the Chamber of Commerce, Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Kroger in Bryan, and Parks and Recreation Office, and, of course, the Municipal Building and the Vital Statistics Office, first floor.
Okay, now when you're filled up, how many vendors do you anticipate having?
We're going to probably have over 50.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. In downtown Bryan, that's a big deal.
Yep. Yep. That is. So, now, how many stages are you going to have this year for entertainment?
We have three stages, and that counts the Palace Theater, which will host our chef demonstrations and some other really fun things we're going to be doing in there. And also, we'll have a North stage that we bring in. Friday night, well, Rockefellers will be playing on that. And then, of course, all day Saturday, we'll have entertainment leading into Ruthie Foster.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have our main stage Friday and Saturday. Friday night, we'll have Texas Twisters opening for Texas Tornadoes.
Okay.
And then Saturday, we'll have Johnny Lee and the Urban Cowboy Band opening for our Aggie Roger Kreger.
Yeah, very good. Now, the other thing is, now, were you going to bring us a list of vendors? I want a list of vendors like the week of the deal so we can, you know, talk about all the strange stuff.
You can actually find all those on the website.
They are listed on the website.
Good. Okay. All right.
And we've got all kinds of great stuff.
Good.
Another really wonderful thing as far as vendors, the Arts Council is putting on a artist showcase, which they've done every year. But this year, instead of being inside 202, they're going to actually be out on 26th Street. We're talking close to 40 juried artists.
Right.
They're coming in from all over, not just Texas, but Colorado and all over the place. So we're real excited about that, and I think people are going to be pretty excited about it as well when they see it.
Getting you on the map, that's for sure. Okay, so now if they want some more information, the website to go to is?
TexasRedsFestival.com.
Okay, and again, the date will be?
October 12th and 13th.
All right, got it on the calendar. Thanks, Gwen. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Got anything else for us today?
Yes, I'd like to also remind everyone that the U.S. Navy Band Country Current is going to perform at the Palace Theater September 14th, and that is a free show. It's country and bluegrass, and it's very family-friendly. Also, I'd like to let everyone know that the month of September is VIP month at the Bryan Animal Center. And that means all animals are half price.
Ah, okay.
Or close to half price.
All right. Be a VIP and get a friend at a good price, huh?
Yeah, you get $50 to get you a dog, and it's microchipped and dewormed and all that good stuff.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with folks from Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.
The latest on labor. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The latest numbers from the job market are encouraging. The government says there were fewer new faces on the unemployment lines last week. 365,000 people filed new claims for benefits, 12,000 fewer than the previous week. And job creation may have been stronger than expected last month. The payroll processor ADP estimates private sector employers added 201,000 workers in August. Challenger, Gray, and Christmas reported earlier the number of layoffs announced last month was the smallest since December of 2010. Considerable number of jobs will be caught by Super Value. The Minnesota-based supermarket operator says about 60 underperforming or non-strategic stores will be closed. Super Value is working to cut costs to either turn its business around or make itself more attractive to potential buyers. Wall Street coming off a mixed close. The futures are pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Autoglass.
So you think all autoglass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Director's Cup is the crowning achievement in college athletics. Awarded annually to the nation's best overall program in each division, both women's and men's sports. Celebrating its 20th anniversary, the Learfield Sports Director's Cup proudly honors exceptional student athletes and their schools. To follow your favorite team, visit thedirectorscup.com. Look for standings regularly in USA Today or follow the Learfield Sports Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. The Learfield Sports Director's Cup, the crowning crowning achievement in college athletics.
First SEC game ever for Texas A&M coming up on Saturday at Kyle Field. 2:30 kick time. Our broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starts at 1:30. Following the disappointment of not being able to play that first game at Louisiana Tech, the coach said that he tried to keep everything on the positive side in preparation for Florida and trying to overcome the disappointment of not being able to play in Shreveport.
Yeah, trying to. You know, it's hard after 28 or 29 practices and camp and then focusing on one opponent, not being able to play that game, and really readjusting what you're trying to do to a new opponent. I thought our coaches bounced back and our players bounced back. And like I said, I think, with all the disappointment of a week ago, there are some positives to our energy level now being ready to play in our first game and being at home.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. I'm Dave South. That's the Aggie Football Report.
In 1989, when President George Bush signed into law the appropriations for the Human Genome Project, who could have foreseen how the science of imagination would become the science of the possible? Genome, the secret of how life works, is now on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. This exhibit explains the discoveries made as a result of the Human Genome Project, including the secret codes that make us who we are. Designed for all ages, the exhibit explores the nature and impact of our genes through visually rich environments, interactives, artifacts, and multimedia presentations. The exhibit is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Research and presented in cooperation with Texas A&M University Whole Systems Genomic Initiative, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Department of Animal Science, and media partner KBTX Media. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/genome. Discover who you are at the Bush Library's new Genome exhibit.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:24. So here's some trivia for you. A quarter of men can't make a decision about this even after 20 minutes. What is it?
Shaving your head?
Oh, very nice. Answer is what to wear.
Oh.
What to wear. If it weren't for a woman in their lives, most men look like train wrecks. That's probably right. British survey discovered more than half of the men confess that they rely on the woman in their life to pick out their clothes for them for the next day, kind of like mom did when they were kids.
Or do they become dependent? Could they make that choice themselves?
I don't think there's any doubt they could.
But they become kind of...
Right. It's one more thing that guys get a chance to check out with. You go, yeah, I don't think so. Now, what's also interesting is some guys still rely on their mom. 1 in 20 still ask their moms to shop for their latest apparel.
How old are these
people?
I
don't know. They didn't give us an age thing here. And, of course, some guys just don't care what they look like. A third of the men say they get dressed in less than 2 minutes, and 1 in 6 don't care how they look. So,
They're lying.
Or they're lying. It could be. But, again... and the thing is, though, I think, though, that there are a group of people who really skew over to the other direction, and they want to make sure everything is perfect before they walk out the door. I mean, there really are more of them than you think about. Now, here we're talking about business world, though. I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
I figured this could be college or something.
If you're getting dressed in the morning, and again, right, life, the stage of life has something to do with it. Because, you know, if you're a working class hero and you're outside, I'm not thinking fashion's going to matter. We're talking functionality and safety when it comes to that. But if we're talking people who dress up in, you know, pants that are supposed to have creases and things like that, then maybe there's some sort of a determination that you have to do there. And the other thing is, too, I mean, guys, how often do you buy a new suit? How often do you buy a new tie?
Whenever your waist size changes.
Yeah, that.
That was my understanding.
Well, and basically, for a lot of people, that's true. Hello?
I don't think it's that the men let the wives do it. I think we just get tired of hearing, you're not wearing that, are you?
Oh, very good, yeah.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Chimps are highly social, but unlike humans, they don't punish crimes against their neighbors. This according to a study at the Max Planck Institute in Germany. Psychologist Keith Jensen, also of Queen Mary University in London, says their chimps watched another chimp steal food from a third. The witness then had the opportunity to stop the thief from eating by collapsing the food table.
If they have rules such as stealing is bad, not just stealing from me, but stealing is bad, then this should be very upsetting, and then they should collapse the table in response.
But they didn't, at least no more than in neutral situations. In contrast, chimps that were stolen from directly often punished the offender.
The chimpanzee who lost the food will get very upset and will collapse the table, preventing the other chimpanzee from eating.
The results suggest that humans may be uniquely predisposed to seek justice for others. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. If you're looking for a home, then take the shortcut and put our mortgage specialist, Julie White Bennett, and her Momentum Mortgage team to work for you. We have FHA loans with down payments as little as 3%. Yes, 3%. And American Momentum Bank has conventional fixed and adjustable rate loans, so you can select the payment package that works best for you. So why does American Momentum Bank offer near-perfect mortgage plans? Because we know the region and its people. We're local people. That's right. American Momentum Bank's leadership team lives and works right here in Bryan College Station. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. Or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com and ask how you can get momentum with a Momentum Mortgage. That's AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, locally and family-owned for five generations, online at callawayjones.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Brazos Valley Fair kicks off its inaugural four-day run this afternoon. The fair's Fiona Lockhart says they want to generate attendance from an eight-county area.
We want to make it something where people come in and they go, wow, you know, if I come from out of town, I might want to move to College Station. This is a cool area. I didn't know what was going on here. We have educational exhibits as well as some research information going on in the exhibit hall to show people just a little bit of what goes on that people just don't hear on a day-to-day basis. So really highlighting the entire community with some items around it that we hope will get people excited about our area.
There is free parking at the Brazos County Expo Complex, the site of the fair, along with satellite parking with shuttle service at the Health Science Center. Tuesday marked $16 trillion in debt by the federal government, something that doesn't sit well with Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Yeah, it happened on the first day of the president's party's convention. It was interesting that that happened. It's a bad milestone. It's unfortunate. I hate the fact that we're here. Every bit of this is coming out of Washington. And, we've tried in the House to turn this around. One, by growing the economy, and two, by reducing spending and reforming spending. But we're just not getting much help in the other parts of government.
On the 17th, a week from next Monday, Flores will be hosting a town hall meeting at the Bush Library. A motorcyclist escaped serious injuries Wednesday morning after being run over by an SUV south of downtown Bryan. Officer John Agnew says the SUV had stopped at Homestead and in the process of making a turn onto Texas hit the motorcycle that was stopped in the center turning lane.
Citizens who drive four-wheel vehicles don't always look for a motorcycle. I challenge drivers to see how many motorcycles they can count in one day when they're out driving. And you'd be surprised at how many are out on the roadway. So as an operator of a vehicle with four wheels, you know, try to scan the roadway and look for motorcycles because they're a lot smaller. They don't have bumpers. They fall over when they get hit, and the driver of the vehicle is prone to injuries a lot easier.
The driver driver of the SUV was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way. The driver of the motorcycle, who was not wearing a helmet, was treated at the St. Joseph Emergency Room. When recommendations are made on the future of Kyle Field, who will fit the bill? Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry doesn't rule out spending hotel occupancy tax money towards related ancillary costs.
Possibly, I'd say long shot, is, you know, if it was for hotel occupancy tax money. They haven't asked yet, so I can't tell you what I'm going to say. and I hate to say, oh, well, if they ask this, I'm going to do that. Because until I see a proposal, until we get the homework done.
By the end of the month, A&M officials are supposed to have the conclusions of two studies, one from the 12th Man Foundation and the other commissioned by the Chamber of Commerce and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. The College Station Rotary Club invites you to an Aggie-style tailgate party Friday evening at Veterans Park. Club member Frank Dickey says invitations were also emailed to more than 40 Rotaries in the Gainesville, Florida area.
We have found out that Aggies and Rotarians have a lot in common as far as philosophy of life and truth and honor and integrity and all that kind of stuff, but never have they put them together. We will be asking people as they are mingling and mixing and networking to donate money. No specific cause. We're trying to raise money so we can service this community.
Guided tours of the Veterans Wall will be given by members of the College Station, Aggieland, and Bryan Clubs. Friday's reception starts at 5 at the Veterans Park Pavilion. And elsewhere in Texas, a court martial due to start in the case against a Texas Air Force basic training instructor accused in a sex scandal at a San Antonio air base was delayed without explanation Wednesday. The trial of Master Sergeant Jamie Crawford had been scheduled to begin Wednesday afternoon at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. However, the San Antonio Express News reports the courtroom remained empty of attorneys as the scheduled start time passed. Finally, Lieutenant Colonel Mark Hoover, a lawyer with the Air Force Training Command, confirmed the postponement. He offered no explanation other than to preserve the integrity of the process. Crawford's accused of wrongfully conducting a sexual relationship with a basic trainee, wrongfully serving alcohol to the trainee, adultery, and making a false statement. WTAW News Time is 8:34 at 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At your time of loss, trust the caring staff at Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory to serve your family with compassion and sensitivity to meet your individual needs. Because friends and family members may be spread across the country or overseas, Callaway Jones now offers funeral webcasting. These webcasts provide families with an affordable and long-lasting keepsake and allow guests to share in the celebration of life, even when travel is an impossibility. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Do you have achy joints? Do you want to start exercising more? If so, then Fit and Strong is the program for you. Fit and Strong is brought to you by St. Joseph's Healthy Communities and the Scott and White Foundation. We are excited to offer this safe and effective exercise program. As part of an 8-week program, you will exercise 3 times a week and learn behavior modifications.
To register, please call 979-458-2237.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Whenever a new person moves to town, Brazos Bounty there with a welcome packet that can include information or items from your business. Be an early bird, get there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is still in control of our weather. It will remain in control of the weather through tomorrow. A little disturbance moving through the northern Gulf of Mexico may head our way and bring us some rain by the time we get to Saturday. Today, sunshine and hot, 100 degrees. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, high of 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80 degrees. Partly sunny Saturday, the risk of a thunderstorm, high closer to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's about 8:37. Tomorrow, our third infomaniac gets introduced to the Brazos Valley. That'll happen tomorrow, shortly after 6 o'clock, when we begin the show. So, for some drama, some intrigue, all that, we'll have that for you. Hey, have you heard of this group? They are called, what are they called? They're called the Piano Guys. This is five guys who play one piano. They do these quirky little instrumental covers of pop songs, and they put them up on YouTube. And Sony has just signed them. The Piano Guys have racked up 134 million views on YouTube, and one video involves all five of these guys who are banging and playing and plucking the strings on a single piano. So imagine, if you will, they've got a full piano, and a guy comes in and sits down, and again, they pluck the strings. This is what it sounds like. We'll listen to a little of it. This is called What Makes You Beautiful, which is a song that the pop band One Direction did. I mean, they're using their little fingernails right there, plucking the strings. And then they'll start playing the keys, except he'll suppress the strings with his hands. There you go. So again, these 134 million views on YouTube. That's the Piano Guys. Let's see how that works out. Farmville person, are you? Farmville 2 is here. Farmville maker Zynga gets Farmville 2 offering players a new way to farm by delivering an immersive experience.
Great.
Rich Carrot, are you a Farmville person?
You? I'm going to state right now on the air, do not invite me to games on the Facebook. Don't do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to accept it. I'm going to delete it.
Okay, this is a... Oh, you mean on Facebook invite you to play a game?
Yeah, all okay. The Farmville. I don't care whatville.
Any
don't
of that
invite
stuff.
Me.
Well, it's... And again, there are a lot of people who are into this, obviously. It's got a lot of characters, new social features that make game boards come to life with their friends. The game is built entirely in 3D. Let's players not only grow and harvest crops, but also use those crops to do things like feed chickens on their farm.
Cool. Well,
oh, listen to you backing up.
Well, I prefer real life vegetable growing, but I can see how someone might enjoy playing a farming game.
Okay. Yeah, and if you consider that there are people who, maybe in a part of the country where they can't be outside 10, 11 months of the year, like we can, you know, if you like that and you're in Wisconsin or something like that, it may not be so hospitable to be outside. Anyhow, with Farmville 2, Zynga also has made it easier to plant and harvest crops. Now, rather than clicking multiple times on each square of a crop in order to plant and harvest, you can instead drag your mouse over the large area, plant and harvest over the entire space all at once. For you people who have done that, you know what I'm talking about. The rest of us, we're going, okay, well, that's
all right. Okay.
That'll be fine. Just, that'll be okay. So did you hear that audio I was playing there a minute ago, the musical dads?
No, someone actually was talking to me.
Who was it?
It was our general manager.
Well, then he need to tell him that he can't do that now. Okay? That's the rule.
I mean, okay.
Because if you don't, then he comes in and he hijacks you. Right, you know, and he's done it on the show before any number of times, and you know, again, he.
Well, you know what, Scott? He pays our paycheck.
I know, but I'll tell him that.
So God bless him.
Yeah, well, okay. So now get this. This is Walmart. This is Walmart.
Okay, Walmart.
Okay. They're getting all fancy with a rooftop garden in Portland, Oregon. See, Portland.
Really?
Yeah, you know, Portland is not really too big on the whole idea of big box stores, and so. They wanted to get into the market, And they said, well, here, how about this? How about if we build a 90,000 square foot store in Portland, but we're going to put the largest green roof in the entire state of Portland on there?
Interesting.
So what they did is they put a 40,000 square foot vegetated roof. So, you know, it absorbs carbon dioxide, and people in Portland, Oregon think that's really important. So at 40,000 square feet, it's 10,000 feet bigger than the largest current green roof that's in the state of Oregon. So they got that going for them. In the meantime, Walmart's other big news this week involves a new iPhone app that analysts are predicting will change the way consumers shop. And if they do, then you may have heard about it right here first. So what they're going to do, they've already tested it. It's called Scan and Go. It's a new program that allows customers to scan their purchases with their smartphones and then pass through a special self-checkout line that will send them on their way with their little bags of Walmart goodies. Company conducted a test on the app at an Arkansas area store, and they could soon roll this app out across the nation, according to a report this week. If the new scan technology works, it could eliminate one of the main reasons some shoppers avoid Walmart: the long checkout lines.
Yeah.
Scan and Go will still have customers walk through a checkout line to actually pay for their purchases, but because all their items will be scanned in, it would take just a fraction of the time to hand over the cash or the credit card and then move on to the next person in line.
So that sounds interesting, but also kind of error prone.
Well, and again, I don't know exactly how it's going to work out. We'll see how that does work, but I don't get the idea of scanning something as you walk through the store. I mean, error prone, that's a very nice way to say you were going to buy the 10-pound bag of bleach or laundry detergent.
Who buys 10 pounds of bleach?
I don't know. Laundry detergent. Let's say you're going to buy 10 pounds of Fritos. How's that?
Or how about if you're going to buy a whole cart of
yeah,
juice and what was it that woman stole? Like juice and Goldfish.
Yeah, sure. But the thing is, you have to make sure that you scan in what you put in your basket. That's why I would think they're going to have to check and make sure.
Well, what if you put it in and decide not and bring it out and then
yeah,
put it back in and bring
right.
it in?
Right. Good point. How do you cancel out whatever selection you may have made?
Or so, what if you live in a college town and there's a bunch of tacky people around that do stuff like grab awkward items and put them in someone else's cart?
Well, they could do that too. So I don't know. I'm sure they've taken all of those variables into account, but the whole idea is that and see, what's interesting is if you look at it from the bottom line standpoint, the Wall Street Journal says that Walmart believes it can save $12 million in cashiers' salaries for every second it shaves off the checkout process. Think of the numbers here. Wall Street Journal reports that Walmart says it can save $12 million in cashier salaries for every second that it shaves off the checkout process. That's a lot. Now, you know what that means? That means there won't be as many checkers. Huh. How's that going to work out?
Yeah.
Because, again, that's, you know, they, and let's be
well,
honest.
See, but I thought you were saying that it was saving money for the cashiers would make more money because more customers are able to be moved through the store,
no.
So there's more money to pay to them.
No.
Okay.
What they're doing is they're going to increase the efficiency of the cashier because they'll spend less time in front of each customer.
And the less that each cashier acts like a computer, the more likely they will be to get fired.
Yeah, well, something like that. But the idea is, you see, then you can go, oh, well, if we had 8 checkout people here and we can do just as many people with 4 checkout people, then guess what? We'll only have 4 checkouts.
No.
But see, they didn't want to mention that. What they're saying is they'll save this much money and they'll pass some of those savings on to you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to do a very scary thing.
What are you going to sing on the air?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to, if you were with us earlier this week, I ventured out into really scary territory.
Oh, are you going to admit to actually loving cats?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell another story about a development in a restroom stall. Because
okay.
If you remember how that ended earlier this week. But here you go.
Kept trying to divert the conversation.
Yeah, that's the one.
You are the captain.
Okay.
I will submit.
No, you don't have to submit. It's just, yeah, this I think you'll like them. You're in a public restroom stall, and it's the most disgusting thing you've ever encountered, but instead of moving to another...
I know that gas station.
Okay, that's right, exactly. See, it's something that most people can relate to. Instead of moving to another stall or even to another bathroom, or maybe out to a tree-lined area if you're a guy, comes now potty packs. Potty packs, that's P-A-X. Yes, potty packs. It's a nylon toilet seat cover that forms a protective barrier between you and the toilet seat.
You really want to touch all over the toilet seat to put your potty pack
on
there?
And I don't know how that's going to work, right? The idea is not the worst ever, but anyway, they've got an infomercial out there. We may listen to that later this week.
Oh, good grief. Yeah. Have you ever seen the infomercial where it's like a potty golf? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Golf? Like
it's like
the
you
game
can golf?
Golf
while you use the bathroom.
No,
it's like
I haven't
fake
seen that.
Little golf green and a little miniature. Anyway, never
probably
mind.
Probably not. That's
it's
okay.
An infomercial as well.
If the toilet is so gross that you need the potty toilet little snuggy thing or
I
whatever.
I wouldn't want to touch it.
Right, and then that's it. How do you take the potty packs off and take it back home with you? It comes with a carrying case. So, much like a banana at Baskin-Robbins, you don't have to touch it.
I think I'd rather just, you know, hover, not sit on the
seat. I understand.
Seat.
Now, so do you promise that you will show us how to actually peel a banana without touching it? Will you do that for us at some point?
Sure, I can. Okay. Not on the radio.
No. Well, what we may
first
do...
First, we peel back the top layer.
Well, we might video that and put it on the website. That could be done. Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
That seems to me the potty pack just seems to be reinventing the wheel because, I mean, we've already got those paper things, and I saw a sign above one of them said, "Attention, Yankees, these are not cowboy hats."
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete
Nutrition. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Ashley Furniture, American Lube Center, and Watercrest at Bryan. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's about 10 minutes till. Let's see. This is another one that you're probably too young to know. A song called Walk a Mile in My Shoes. You ever heard that song?
I'm pretty sure I have.
I think he's going to sing here in a minute.
It's not like I cracked out of an egg. I have parents.
That's it. Yeah, your parents probably know this song. Yeah, that would make sense.
It sounds like their generation.
Yeah, thanks. Here we go.
If I could be you, you could be me for just 1 hour.
That's
so you like this, but you don't like the song at the beginning of the Subway commercial?
Oh, no, I didn't say that I necessarily liked it. It's just I was going to say that Joe South died
what
yesterday.
What a safe and terrible answer.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. He died yesterday at the age of 72.
Oh.
He had two hits as an artist, The Games People Play back in 1969, and then Walk a Mile in My Shoes was released in 1970. But he also wrote Down in the Boondocks for Billy Joe Royal and Lynn Anderson's I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, which was a pretty...
Oh.
Yeah.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Hey, before you abuse, criticize and choose. Walk a mile in my shoes.
There you go. go. Joe played on Aretha Franklin's Chain of Fools. He's a guitarist as well. So there you go. He's, again, was 72 years old. Also in the world of music, it's a little bit unusual. Christian music albums don't usually debut at number one, but a guy named Toby Mac.
Oh, my gosh, I love Toby Mac.
Oh, do you? Well, Eye on It is at the number one spot this week in the Billboard 200.
Sold way to go, yeah. Toby Mac.
69,000.
Toby Mac. That's how you're supposed to say his name.
Oh, how do we know that?
That's how they said it. No, it's not a rule.
Yeah, I understand.
There's just the CD. They go, Toby Mac.
I got you. 16, uh-huh.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. So this is, he's had other CDs out, I guess.
No, then. Well, he, actually, Toby Mac is one of DC Talk. Like, back when I was, back when I was a young thing.
Uh-huh.
DC Talk was one of my favorite bands, okay. And Toby
that
Mac.
That was a Christian band as well?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Toby yeah. Mac, it was a rap band, and there was Kevin something, Toby Mac, and then what was his
Somebody
name?
Somebody else, yeah. 69,000 copies for the week that ended on Sunday, according to Nielsen's SoundScan. So he's a Christian rapper, it says here. Mm. Slaughterhouse debuts at number two with Welcome Home, and Alanis Morissette's got something new. It's in at number five. So there you go. Doesn't happen very often that a Christian artist does that. All right, here we go. The city of Brussels will now fine people as much as $315 for insulting anybody. Any form of insult is from now on punishable, says the city's mayor.
Wow.
Whether it be racist, homophobic, or otherwise, Brussels known as a family-friendly city, but until now, the courts were just too busy to worry about those hurt feelings. Now officials have agreed that fines starting at $94 can be imposed.
Oh, dear.
So there you are.
Oh, Mike. Mike was the name of the other guy.
Oh, it's Mike. Of course. Well, now that
he
you
was
say
actually
that,
my favorite.
Was he? Okay. Uh-huh. There you go. From the group that was called?
DC Talk.
Of course.
I just couldn't remember their last names. I used to know,
I know, a long time ago. But now you've replaced that with other important stuff. Hey, new study suggests taking ginkgo biloba does not reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease in older people.
Oh.
See, popular extract was thought to aid in improving memory, dementia, and also Alzheimer's disease. Findings from the largest ever Alzheimer's prevention study in Europe published this week in Lancet. The researchers determined that ginkgo was not effective in reducing the onset of Alzheimer's dementia, as was once thought.
So, but it's sure a noble tree.
Well, there you go. It is a fine-looking tree. And again, a lot of people use it for other stuff too, right? I mean, it didn't start out
that
way.
You can use the leaves as little fairy fans.
Of course you could.
If you're playing with Barbies.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Honey, can you pass the peas?
How many peas are you looking to get?
Never mind, just pass me the carrots.
What can I do to get you into these peas?
Quit trying to sell me the peas.
Hey, test drive a pea and I'll throw in a pork chop.
If you're a car salesman, we have good news. The economy is on the upturn. Check out AggielandHelpWanted.com. We have hundreds of local jobs, including jobs for car salesmen.
How about undercoating? I can throw in a butter sauce. There's no better time to eat peas than right now.
It's a deal. I'll take the peas.
Post your resume in minutes for free. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
The new Amish Furniture for Generations building is almost ready. Amish Furniture is still at their temporary location on Boonville Road, just down the street from Kroger. The new showroom is almost complete. If you've been looking for that perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, now is the time to choose from a large selection available or order now to get your custom-built table and chairs in by Thanksgiving and save 10% on your custom order. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Look for the big maroon Amish truck or give Ken a call at 260-5050.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now it's time for people who might not be as smart as you to hear about the guy in China who went postal. Hong Soon asked friends to seal him in a cardboard box so he could mail himself to his girlfriend as a prank.
Oh.
Friends dropped him off at the courier service for a speedy delivery, but even though the delivery was supposed to take place in about a half an hour, couriers lost him. Guy was stuck in the box for several hours.
Oh, my gosh.
By the time the package finally arrived at the girlfriend's office, where friends were waiting to catch her reaction on video, he had passed out inside the box. He was later revived by paramedics. He said he tried to make a hole in the cardboard box, but it was too thick, so couldn't do that.
That story could have had a very unhappy
ending. It could. Next would be, here's our master criminal mind for today. A word of advice, your getaway vehicle probably shouldn't be a bicycle when you're trying to steal a TV. But if you insist on using a bicycle, you might want to wear a helmet to protect your head when you crash into a nearby policeman's car.
Oh, no.
Very nice. 32-year-old Jonathan Fontaine, after he stole a television in a box from Walmart, fled with it on his bicycle.
Oh.
Hadn't gotten far enough to make it to the main drag in town when a patrol car caught up with him as one officer drove ahead of Jonathan. The other one got behind him and started pursuing him on foot.
You almost feel sorry for him.
Well, yeah. The problem is he couldn't pedal very fast because he was trying to balance the television on the handlebars.
That's not obvious at all.
No. Turned around to look at the policeman who was chasing him from behind, forgot about the police car in front of him, slammed into that. So there you go. Don't use a bicycle if you're going to steal a television. All right, let me see. On this date in history. That's afterwards.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. When we do the entertainment. And the name St. Petersburg was restored to Russia's second largest city, which had been renamed Leningrad in 1924. That happened in 1991 that they renamed it to St. Petersburg.
Whoa.
1992, 35-year-old man who had received a transplanted baboon liver died at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center 10 weeks after the surgery. A little different. And the funeral of Princess Diana, the Princess of Wales, was on this date in Westminster in 1997. And in 2007, talk about your overreaction, an Oregon woman was arrested and charged with arson and burglary after police say she set fire to the home of a neighbor she thought had stolen her keys.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, now you can do that. There you go.
Except it's more Mario. I don't know how.
I know. All right. Well, let me see if we can find it. Just so you, because that way you'll know. Entertainment Tonight theme. All right. See if we can do that for you. Okay. Here we go now. All right.
Oh, that's a great song.
Thanks. Yeah. It'll start any second now. Perfect. Yeah. Here it is.
That doesn't sound the same at all. Okay.
All right, now
it's
got it.
It's got that kind of the groove, same kind of groove as the old the old America's Funniest Home Videos sound.
Yeah, well, this is 1982, so I'm thinking America's Home Videos got the groove from them because they were here first. But anyway, so that's how we started our entertainment. Are Eva Longoria and Mark Sanchez more than just friends? The New York Post reports the Desperate Housewives star and the New York Jet quarterback hit it off at a Broadway musical, Rock of Ages, last weekend. So there you go. We may be seeing them together. And TNT has gotten into the...